Hello?
And I'm here to tell you about ASMR.
Just checking the volume on the
phone.
Sensory. Meridian response.
Amplify this.
What a juggalo. What a juggalo.
Alright.
Well,
you woke up
dumb. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder. Like a machine gun.
What's going on here?
Action going on in here.
Sit down and shut up.
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on, give it up.
What the?
I know it.
I've been having a lot of sex with you.
What? Ultra humongous monster. I saw at least 4 feet of.
Wow.
Oops.
That can happen.
Well, that's in hot water this evening.
No mistake that he was tasing me in particular.
Going bathroom in the driveway is not nice.
Shut up, all the peril of
air. He had, like,
there's a punch! A swing!
He's not a fighter, he's a lover.
Yanked off the air yesterday, following over Mars.
Well, I know, yeah. Great man, cold.
A bientôt.
I was,
Siegel often draws his expense of others.
No one's ever sent me a nude selfie before.
Surely not again. Again.
Unfortunately, I planned on doing a selfie right about.
He crossed the line when he started laughing at the plastic bag.
How funny is that?
That's pretty funny.
I'm still not sure what happened.
You want to go to work?
Arts.
Fun.
Whoa!
I'm
about as politically correct as your proverbial turd in a punch bowl.
Oh my god. That weird little chewy guy.
You for employee of the month?
No. Doesn't matter. I still won.
What is this, Eva?
How you pronounce the word?
Bye to Texas, you know your Texas. Goodbye to the urge and why, Lord. Good luck to them, the old Texas exes. They is the boys who knows how calcified Eyes of Texas is a pony, Lord. That is the song they sang so well. It sound like hell. Out to Texas University. Now for the Aggies, look here, chicken wing a bone, chicken digga doo, chicken digga doo. What in the world did that mean?
Today. I asked Tyler, he said no. I'll ask you.
Did you both part of...
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Step by step, please. Is the garage door down, or do you have to use your card and it opens?
Use the card.
Use the card and it opens? Same thing, right?
That's the same. You've listened to two scenarios.
What do you mean?
If it's down, you need to use your card to open it. Open it.
Already up.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it's...
Card
on the left, and the thing opens.
It's like a riddle.
The, Oh, no, but I have a great puzzle later. Oh, a great... Anyway, don't distract me. When you pulled in, what did you see?
There was like a...
Right, yeah. And then, yeah. Right, when you kind of come around like that little curve, there's that little curb.
Uh-huh.
Then on the left-hand side truck, and then that's where I park my car.
Right.
Right? And then, and there's like that big pool of water that I have to get into. What else did you see? Moving? Anything catch your eye?
No.
Okay, we got rats. We got rats. I can't park
in
there.
Are you sure?
Diane, am I sure? Yes, it was... Chase me. Okay, it didn't chase me, but it started to... Say again? How size?
How big?
Like that? Oh.
I have a kitten?
No, Diane, that's a very emaciated kitten. It's about that in the body.
Your fingers were a lot further apart
the first
time.
I was including tail.
Okay,
tail.
Okay.
Its body is about big... Well, it was wet. So anyway, what am I terrified of?
Rats.
Yes. Oh, my God, I can't take... So I swipe my... The garage starts to... The door starts to go up, and I start to pull forward, and I'm like, holy hell. It starts to run along that curb because it can't jump up on the curb. So when it runs along the curb, well, it's going towards where I park. So I pull, and I lose it behind the I didn't lose it. Oh, that's when I get out of the car. So I pull around, and I lose it. It goes running, but I lose it behind. I can't see when I pull in. So, and I'm looking around, and I know I got to get out of the water that's near, that's been sitting there forever. They're probably growing mosquitoes and God knows what else in there. And I'm petrified. And I am making all kinds of noise. Woo! Woo! Woo!
Make it bear.
I was banging on the side of the car. I don't blame you. I'd put a jacket on, too. Anything for safety. So I get out of my bag out, and I'm slamming the door, and I started heising to get away from the... Diane, you don't know what's going on. No idea. That thing could be anywhere. I look back. Thank God. Now, at that point, has already started to see that it's almost at the ground. And then out of my eye, I am far away, but out of my eye, I can see the rat towards the garage door.
To leave.
And I'm thinking, home run.
Yeah.
And then I hear clunk, because the garage door is down. Rat stops. It starts heading right back the other way towards the van in my car. It's obviously going to live in my car. I don't know. I can't park down there. I can never park down there again. I don't know how they get rid of it. That's number one. It's one. Number two, my car. I swear to God, if I feel anything touch my leg, I'm going to wreck the car.
How do you think it gets crawled up into your car?
It's too high.
Crumbs.
Probably.
There are some remnants of food, yes.
Oh, damn. I hear.
What to do? I told Mar.
Does Mar have any rats?
And so at first he was like, are you sure it was a rat? And I was like, it could be a
mouse.
No. Diane, I know what a bunny looks like. A bunny hops. This thing was hauling ass. And I said to Mar, well, maybe it's a big mouse or something. But a mouse is this big. It's a rat. Now, it's not like one of
those
big...
You didn't see the stripe?
Diane, I know...
It had the long, scary...
Out of an oil spill. It was not a... I know what a chipmunk looks like. I know what a chipmunk looks like. We got rats in the part of that goddamn water
pool. I just assumed... Parking garage.
Why would you assume that?
Well, there was a raccoon last year.
Okay, but
I just assumed there was trash in there. I just that there would always be rats in that garage.
Well, what's his goddamn name? Always leaves his bags of King and McDonald's and stuff. He eats Burger King and McDonald's in the car on the way in, and then he gets in, and then right starts in the afternoon. He knows who I'm. He needs to go get a fill up, and then he comes back, and there's always big garbage right outside, just sitting there. So of course we have rats. I don't know where to park. I'm gonna park at the hotel. I will park at the hotel until there's a clean bill of health. The last time I was that close to a rat was when I went out to dinner with Jake Johansson and got a piggyback ride. You have no idea how petrified I am of a rat.
I can hear it.
No, but you don't. Through a garage this morning. And by the way,
where's the fear come from?
I don't.
It's not like
it's innate.
Rats are
they're dangerous.
Cuddly animal that a lot of people love. But like, have you had a
No. No.
Other than the Johansson thing?
You
were scared of them.
Oh, I've been safe.
So it's innate for you.
I don't remember seeing them when I was a kid, but when I lived in... We're in that goddamn city.
Yeah.
But when I lived in the side of the street, I'd dart across traffic. to get to the other side of the street because I couldn't take it. And I'd high step up the street. And then the 100 was in Secaucus. We had rats. We had those big water rats that would come out of the swamps. And they'll stand up and stop your car. Like, they would get up on their tails, and then you would see them. But, like, you see rats all the time.
Like, taunt you.
Oh, yeah, like, they it's horrible from one of those. I got out of my car.
You have
ran.
To back in one of those.
No, there were two of them that stood right up, and they don't care. And so I got out of my car, and I started honking the horn because I wanted towards the car. Thank God Lander pulled in, and I got in his car. I was like, dude, I can't drive past me.
Which rats do care? Those didn't care.
No, but like the same thing. If you go to the metro, you see them down on the track. Yeah. At least there you feel safe because you're 3-4 feet up in the air. They can't get it. But I cannot take it. I told Mari he's got to go down there and go down and like fume it.
Just and pour paint.
But then how will I know if it's... I've never seen the rat until today. Have you always in there? No, because you've never seen one.
I mean, especially when you come in after a weekend and there's, like you mentioned, everywhere.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Clean environment?
No, but you don't think that there's wildlife running around in there.
A rat. I never saw the raccoon.
I did. I saw that some bitch. Put that raccoon back to eat the rat. Get rid of that. Although, I don't know.
Raccoon.
I could definitely outrun a rat, so I don't know why I'm
so
afraid
of it. How
about
if it's
ratted? No, because then they don't care. They'll just chomp at you. But when... I don't know what time everybody's leaving. I can tell you it'll be before 2. Start my car and drive it out of the garage.
Oh, for God's sake.
And I'll meet you out in front of the building. I can't do it.
Rats run up to 8 miles.
Hell.
For how long, though? Because I can run 8 miles an hour, but for nothing.
Mister, for sprints. Sprints.
Hooters out first, me or the rat. Because all I got to be able to do, 8 miles an hour I can run, but I got to get a good.
But that's only for.
I was going to say, if he can only do it for 30.
He can beat the one voiced by Patton Oswalt. And that's it.
I saw the rat. Now I'm infuriated that maybe, and in my mind I'm like, oh, well, a lot of people have come in and out since then. I was like, but he didn't make his eyeball in the son of a bitch.
So Mark hasn't seen him. Did you talk to anybody else? Lou?
No, I didn't talk to Lou. Why am I going to talk to Lou?
I didn't know
Lou, that. Pet. Cheap something. To Lou about dealing. That's
okay. Well, I didn't know if, when you meet with changing hands, if there was
no rat. I asked you four. That was it. That's all I know. But I can't.
Lou heard rats and ducked. Are you listening? Get my bat.
Hi, Elliot. The morning.
Elliot.
Hey.
Winchester, what's going on,
dude?
I'm totally shocked that you've never seen a rat just walking down the street in D.C. after, like, leaving a bar or something.
Oh,
like
no, I run from them. I run from them. Well, that or I get on Jake Johansson's back and go for a piggyback ride. But this one's enclosed. It's in the garage.
Is it, you sure wasn't it possible, right?
I know what a possum looks like. Yes, it's not a possum.
Oh, no. It's the manatee sea lion.
Listen, chances they're more scared of you than you are of it.
No, sadly, I wish that were the case, and with this, I would agree with you. But I'm telling you, no. I have very few lions, but one of them is rats. I can't take a rat.
All right. Stay strong, buddy. You'll be all right.
Or I'm going to put a stool down there and just stand on it the whole time and just hop the stool.
Where's the pogo stick?
Although I'm not good enough on a pogo. But if I take the stool and just do this the whole way.
All right, breathe deep. You're in a safe place. Have a good day.
They can't take the elevator up here.
How would they
stand on each other's little rat shoulders?
They need is a sliver. A sliver missing, grout missing in your brick, and they're right in there.
And their heads, a data wash car.
They could get right in. They could ride the top of the elevator.
Yeah, I'm a new hire.
They can ride the top out on a door.
Now it's like Batman rat.
Whatever. In there. Where'd it come from?
It walked down the ramp.
From where?
Probably from one of the dumpsters that are around here. And construction across the street.
Well, they're stirring everything up
In the middle of this traffic on Rockville Pike, they can scurry across the road.
If I'm driving, I'll stop for them. Let them go. Go ahead. You guys are marching. Go where. I can't take it. I can't walk into that garage anymore. Tied in the loading dock. And then I gotta walk. I can't do that.
I haven't seen you like this scene where on the top of that mountain and you were so freaked out about heights.
I don't have many fears. They're legit.
I can't wait to see it, and it's a possum.
It's not.
I'm with that guy.
Looks like. I know what a raccoon looks like. I just saw a raccoon riding on the back of an alligator. I know. It's a rat.
Let me show you.
Oh, possums are scary. Possums are scarier than rats.
I can't be
okay.
But okay.
Maybe it was a baby possum.
I was going to say it had to be a small possum.
It's pretty big.
I can't be 100% certain. but we got something rabid down in the garage. Whatever it is, you know what?
You're profiling just because it's rabid.
No, it's definitely what they'll look like.
They're really like long pink. And skinny. Yeah.
This thing was wet and black.
The body or the tail? The tail. Look at that one where its mouth's open. That's
a rat. It was definitely a rat.
That's their manatee.
That black one right there. You say color its ears in. And its tail? That's what I... Tyler?
It's Remy.
It'd be a rat before it would be a possum.
Possums all the time.
No, possums are big.
No, they are pretty sizable, but I do see them a lot. So
okay.
I don't the fact that it couldn't be a possum because...
Well, a possum is big. A possum is big.
Strange idea that they're not that common sightings.
I've never seen one in person.
A possum?
What? Possum in person.
Whoa! What was that?
I don't think I've ever seen a possum in person.
How is that possible?
I don't. Possums don't live in cities.
Sorry, how is
no.
I had one. Remember, I was late for work that one day because there was one
suburb.
To move.
You live in the suburbs, cities.
Yes.
Do they really? Maybe that's what my fear is. Maybe I have no
God.
Fear of rat. Badass, like I'm balling.
Oh yeah.
I can't lay a rat. It's definitely a rat. I got to call Sean, the building maintenance guy.
You know, Jay's in London now.
Oh, he's over on his trip. Tell him I need him. I need to walk into work every day. Hi, yo.
Hey, Elliot, man. I'm totally just the worst, man.
They terrify me.
I work as an exterminator, professional exterminator. One time I was at this old restaurant, and they were infested with rats. Hands and knees putting traps out underneath the cook line.
Nope.
This giant over my arm as I'm setting the trap. So I lurch out of there and bang my head off the stove so hard I thought I was going to pass out.
I quit my job. I couldn't do the hardest job in the world, but I'd never do it.
Elliot, they are the smartest creatures, I'm telling you, man. What you were saying about being on the subway platform, they could definitely climb the platform easily.
I've seen millions of them down in the in subway. If one ever climbed up onto the platform, I'd just run. I don't know what I would do. I can't be held responsible for what I do.
I have to run for the hills, my man.
Yeah, no, I have no idea. Or I got to go to what have them. I got to go to Bass Pro today and get them.
Oh God.
I'm going to go talk to the knee-high steel-toed boots.
And hip waders.
I'll wear that also. No, because you know what will happen? Son of a bitch will jump and get inside. Getters off. Oh, God. All right, dude. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you do need Engler in Alexandria, Virginia. Or New York City.
All right, listen. We got to get through today. Let me do this. Let me lay everything out for you next.
Elliot in the Morning presents Lutik. All week long, Elliot in the Morning is sending you to Lollapalooza 2015 at Paul McCartney, Metallica, Florence and the Machine, and so many. Listen to EITM in 5 days, 5 trips. We'll take care of your airfare, give you VIP tickets that you enjoy Chicago and Lollapalooza with your guests. Need more info? Book.com/EITM online. Travel packages are available. Lollapalooza 20, a trip a day, all week long. Elliot.
XL102. It's the longest set of commercial-free music in Richmond.
Maybe, even.
But probably not. XL102, 2 hours of music free.
Biggest tea.
XL102, Richmond's alternative.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Authorities on scene of a collision, but no other problems on the side streets. Chippenham 288 in the downtown. Light travel volume, no delays, 95, 295, and 64.
This report is brought to you by Nissan of Richmond.
At Nissan of Richmond, we found ways to help cool things off. Save up to $5,000 off MSRP on a new Rogue Richmond. Escape the summer heat and cool off with a Richmond. NissanRVA.com.
Two or more at this price. See dealer for complete details.
Verizon is offering unlimited talk and text. 10 gigs of shareable data. Gigantic gigs for $80 per month plus taxes and fees. And $15 a month per smartphone. It's more data than... than ever to do more of everything. Now also get $300 or more when you trade in your smartphone and buy a new one. Who wouldn't want this? The only network that root metrics of call, data, and reliability. So you never have to settle for second or third without settling today. Get $300 or more when you trade in your smartphone and buy in select Verizon stores on the larger GLTE network. Hashtag never settle. Verizon. New 4G smartphone edge activation and port in required. $300 offer equals $200 bill credit plus $100 trade-in credit. Bill credits applied within 2 to 5. Trade-in must be in good working conditions and edge agreements and credit approval. Proof. Visit VerizonWireless.com. Rankings based on Root Metrics second half 2014 U.S. report.
It's the Hot Deals on Cool Wheels sales event only at Buick GMC in Richmond. You can enter by visiting the largest selection of vehicles in Virginia at our brand new location just a quarter mile past Short Putt Mall on West Broad Street. Over 7,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Right now, get up to 14 grand off Silverados and Sierras, up to 3 grand off Equals, and 5 grand off all Malibus. Get 0% financing for San Jose plus 2 grand off all 2015 Camaros, up to 7 grand off Chevys, grand off Acadia. Acadias, up to 5 off new Enclaves. Heat up your wallet or cash. Find new roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's HendrickRichmond.com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick, you too can be a Hendrick driver. All discounts based on MSC means all incentives and rebates. $88 per thousand financed on Camaros with approved credit.
For you, it's an AC on. For your car battery, it's a heat kind of day. So stop by AutoZone today for a free check and make sure it's up. Very least, it'll give your battery a break while we take care of the AC for a few minutes.
New Odor Eaters Matter with Maximum Strength Medication provides relief for foot irritation and control wet. Its super activated formula destroys odor wet and relieves itching. Odor Eaters Medicated Powder stops the odor, stops.
Richmond Kickers are ready to knock Mage's crew out of the U.S. Open Cup this Wednesday night at City Stadium. Happy hour. Music and craft beer on tap at 6. Weapons, get tickets at RichmondKickers.com.
Need a good reason to hurry in Oda? How about 900? Right, offering incredible deals on 900 vehicles, including over 100 new 2020 Camrys, starting at just $19,998. Plus, 0% funds. That's just $6,000 finance with approved credit through. Plus, every new vehicle could be of no-cost maintenance from Toyota. And another 2 years of no-cost maintenance from 4 years of no-cost 0% APR for 60 months on brand-new 2015 Camrys at $19,998. Include Toyota factory rebates. You just add tax title tags and $495. These deals, like our incredible selection, won't last. Sale ends. Hurry to 9319 West Broad, Toyota.com. McGeorge Toyota, with over 100,000 happy customers every day.
School of Rock is now open in Midlothian with bass, drums, vocals with performance rehearsals. Rock out with Ripley, now enrolling for the summer at schoolofrock.com or at shortpump.schoolofrock.com.
They can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Morning Show, Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Lay your pretty head down on my shoulder. You don't worry anymore. This old world is cold and getting cold. And I know how to lock and bolt the door. Enough to hold you, winter.
Deli in the morning. Hey, we got a busy one today. Today is Wednesday. That means trip number 3 this week. As we continue to send people to Chicago. For Love's 25th, 115 with Sir Park. You'll also see the machine. We'll take care of your airfare. We'll take care of your hotel VIP tickets for Lollapalooza. So you'll win a trip today. You'll win a trip tomorrow and Friday. So we got 3 trips left to give away. So we'll do that a little bit off, coming up in a little bit. Jimmy Buffett later this morning. More tickets for the Quicken Loans National Tiger Woods Foundation. So we have more of those for you. A lot of stories that we got today. It's going to be very, very busy today. A lot of weird things that we got to get through today. Pardon me. All right, Diane. Some news, please.
North Carolina against ocean swimming after those two young people were mauled by what is believed to be one shark over the weekend. But they said if you took a little walk down those beaches, a lot of people were either very shallow water or swimming, period.
Okay. Both shallow water.
They were. They were about 20 yards offshore, and they sit in about waist. One of them, 16-year-old Hunter Treskel's family, actually a statement about some of the things he has been saying from his hospital bed.
Did you see that? Did you see what he said? Where he was talking about... No, he felt something bump his ass.
Yeah.
And then the next thing he knew... It was chewing his arm.
He is 16, and a 12-year-old both lost their left arms in separate incidents about 2 miles apart.
Do you think when it bumped his leg, like, did it bump or kind of glide by?
To me, a bump is not a brush.
So it hit him.
He said he was...
Which would be enough to get me out of there. I'm with Tyler. I feel like seaweed. Goodbye.
So he said, you know, he felt the bump and the shark bit his arm off. He said, my cousin pulled me out of the water. That's when a guy was able to use his belt to help stop the bleeding. The girl lost her arm below the elbow. He lost his basically right below the entire arm off of him.
By the way, if I were going to the Outer Banks, I would. There's no way. I can't remember who it is.
Mary Lee, the shark?
No, not Mary Lee. Mary Lee was heading to Jacksonville. Who was the comedian? But it was somebody that we talked to who was like your odds of getting bit by a shark are small. Like, yeah, but there's zero if you never. Who was that? I can't remember who it was. But it was somebody who was like, and somebody was like giving him crap and saying, the odds of getting bit by a shark are very small. He's like, I can make those odds zero if I'm a...
Finnegan?
Was it Finnegan? It may be.
I don't know.
It may be, Chris. I don't know that I'd be able to get out if I lived in North Carolina, but they said the whole East Coast is covered. I couldn't do it. I don't know that I could do it right. Should pussy like that.
Oh, I mean...
Because the odds are very, very small.
Well, that kid about it because he was like, you know, I'm laying here and I've got, you know, two ways I can live my life. I just with the cards that I've been dealt.
Tyler, let's pretend we're doing the show. We're in the Outer Banks right now. We finish up. Are you going in the water?
No, but I would have not gone in. Not in the waist.
Waist deep. How do you go jumping into waves and stuff?
I'm not a kid anymore.
It's an adult, dude. It's awesome.
I haven't done it since I was in high school.
Wait, you've never had the water off a beach since you're school?
I mean, I've gone into, like, ankle-deep water.
No, you gotta get in.
I've only been to the beach twice since high school.
Oh, that you know what? That's got to be a bucket list. We got
to
get you
to do a beach. I've been to a beach.
Just to run out of the water. Push him back in. No, have fun.
Would you get in right now? Fear monger. But I don't know if I'd be able to.
I mean, certainly.
Too many sharks.
I don't know about waist deep.
And then all I can hear about Andy DeHart saying if you work within 20 feet of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, now my in-laws, well, my parents lived in Tampa, but my in-laws live in Sarasota. I'm always like,
Hold it. Daiquiri deck.
New numbers about cancer and smoking. Now they're saying roughly half of the 12 smoking-related cancers may be linked directly to the use of cigarettes. The American Cancer Society said proportion of deaths that are associated with smoking are basically
your lung,
bronchial, trachea. Half of the fatalities from tumors of the oral cavity also tied to about the, okay, say they were 346 in this study.
That's a lot.
About, those are U.S. adults, 168,000 can directly associated with.
Out of how many? 300 and something?
346,000.
That's not bad. But that's not bad.
You were like, nothing.
They believe there's a correlation.
Propaganda.
Exactly.
It appears the baby was over. Preliminary numbers showing U.S. births were up last year for the first time in 7 years. 53,000 more babies born in 2014 than the year before. That's up about it. We had been in a baby recession since 2007. They on a poor password manager, LastPass, the site that gives people a place to store all of their online passwords in one place. So you remember one master pack.
Did they get it?
Yes, they did. Servers and were taking user email addresses, password reminders, and even encrypted master. But they said they're confident that their encryption measures will protect almost all users.
No, they won't.
And authorities are advising people who have a weak master password, something like a real word or one that could be easily guessed, dated to a stronger one. They're one of those LastPass users. the penalty for, for cussing in Arlington, Virginia has now gone up in that city. A conviction for swearing can up to $250. That is up $100 from what?
That's stupid. The,
this, I guess, goes into the whole code that's in disorderly, I guess.
Just disorderly. You still cuss. But the, where do we always hear that the ticket, is it Ocean City?
Or Virginia Beach.
Oh, Virginia Beach.
Right?
That's right. Virginia Beach always hands out citations.
Yeah.
Stupid.
They said under the ordinance county.
Because I always want them to post a, on a sign that I can say.
They said more than 660 arrests last year of people who were appearing to be drunk or using in the last year.
I'd be so embarrassed if I got a cussing ticket.
I'm sorry, that's a ticket for what? Drug Administration has ruled that trans fats are not generally recognized as being safe for use in human food. Manufacturers to remove the partially hydrogenated oils from their products. They have 3 years to do so, linked to anything where weights, to heart disease and memory loss, and have been shown to raise our bad LDL cholesterol.
Right, but don't money.
Because the food is cheaper doesn't mean it's
well,
not
it's
only having a bad, it's
right.
not having like a horrible effect on your health.
I'm just saying. I mean, there's all negative. There is some positive. No, there is.
There's
yes.
Because it
makes your food cheese longer.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to go buy as much food as often and things
right.
don't spoil as quickly.
Right.
That may not outweigh that it's killing you,
mm-hmm.
but some positives.
Yeah. Season finale ratings hitting an all-time high with more than 8.1 million.
Oh,
hacked off about
I
it,
can't
though.
Stop talking about it.
So, six characters on Sunday
Diane,
night.
Diane!
Say who they were. And
everybody
knows that it was a massive,
watching.
It's Wednesday.
That's
You've watched
wrong.
It if you watched that show.
I watch it again.
Mm-hmm. The FBI and Justice Department investigating when Cardinals hacked into an Astros.
Oh, I can't wait to get into this story later. Can't wait to get into this.
Apparently, they had the goal of getting information from the Astros front office. Headed by a former St. Louis aide. Federal law enforcement trying to determine if the Cardinals front office officials were behind this hacking.
Yeah, of course they were.
Yep.
Were.
For the first time in 40 years, the Golden State Warriors are NBA champions after beating Cleveland 105-97 last night to win the two. Andre is the series MVP.
Yeah, and I accepted it. I got great teammates. Steph, I want to be just a guy, man, great guy.
Talked about how into praying before games, they all go into the chapel.
Dude, it's been 40 years. Good for them.
Yep.
40 since they won.
Win last night for Abby Wambach as she scored off a corner kick to give the 1-0 win over Nigeria to win the group. And now head to the round of 16. They'll play Monday night in Edmonton, and we'll find out their opponent later today.
Yeah, later today is when we find out. Did you watch the whole game?
Yeah.
I fell asleep at halftime. Was the second half good?
It's still shaky.
Scoring much. Although early sides a ton. But man,
some of those calls are questionable.
They look so good, though.
Another chapter in the poor officiating that is this Women's World Cup.
Turned offsides on a bunch of those. I mean, I don't know the laws well enough.
As if you're the referee and you're unsure, keep the flag down.
Yeah, you can't call that. You got to call that. You got to know for certain. I thought the first half, I thought they looked good.
They came out really aggressive.
That's right. You got to have Abby
that
in the game.
They got the goal. I mean,
well, they called it back.
The Alex Abby connection up front. So it's good to see them both start and a ton of minutes in that game. But the team is shaky.
But they have
especially
to start
in the midfield. Holiday and Lloyd in the midfield worry me a little bit.
I can't wait for Monday.
Bryce Harper with his 22nd home run of the season.
We play a third place. We'll play a bad team on Monday.
I would say a bad team.
First place.
You're
team.
The person who always says any given
Sunday,
Monday.
That's why you play
any given
giant,
Monday.
Any given Monday. You don't play it on paper. You play it on the turf.
Bryce Harper with his 22nd home run of the season to lead the Nationals to a 16-4 win over the Tampa Bay Rays. They are back home tonight to continue the series. Harper making his rehab start in Harrisburg. He'll throw anywhere from 80 to a could return to the Nationals if all get to tomorrow morning. Orioles hit 8 runs last night, including 2 by Manny Machado on their way to a 19-3 blowout of the Phillies. That series this evening as well. One hockey note, congratulations to Carlson.
Oh, he had a kid.
Yes, he and his wife named Luca. Also, a police report out of New Orleans is showing that quarterback Ryan Griffin needed stitches to his face after he was bottled during an early morning argument last week.
Dude, how bad does that have to hurt?
Some buddies at the Apre Lounge just left in the morning, and I guess there was some sort of bumping incident that happened, and words were struck in the
face. And then somebody takes him in the face.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how bad that's got to hurt?
His agent saying they were able to find his assailant. He did practice yesterday, but wasn't there last Wednesday when practice was open to the
Apre. I can't even
there.
Imagine that.
That's a look at news and sports.
XL102.
I'm excited about tomorrow night. We're in a down vision right now. A lot of things have ended. There's really nothing going on until this Thursday.
Our friends over at History gave us a sneak peek of this new show, Alone. And it's kind of like nothing I've ever seen before. It's really natural take in the woods. Alone.
On a team at all.
No, you're complete. There's not even a cameraman following you around. They've given you a camera. You have to document it. Only given then whatever you can fit in.
So no camera crew around?
No, half of it is kind of the mental game. Can you even make it on this island alone? Also got to have the skills to find shelter and fend off predators and find and food and clean water.
Like me, and you enjoy watching people do something you could literally never do.
Alone premieres tomorrow night, 10, 9, 9 central, only on his...
Back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Elliot, 866-233-5548. First time winners, I'm with you. 866, already gave you that. I will give you a pair of tickets. You will meet the Coral Reefer Band from Mar if you're out there. That show is on Saturday night. It's to Elliot, 866-5468. Call me right now, tickets to go see Jimmy Buffett, the Coral Reefer.
Rapino to the middle, run man.
Elliot in the Morning.
Watch for collision, Park Avenue, and authorities have cleared an early move at Belmont Avenue. No problems, Chippenham 288 or the downtown expressway. Light travel notice. 95 to 94.
Chances are you know someone at work who have a friend or family member that drives. Ask them what they like most about dependability, the technology, style. Then search buyatoyota.com. It's right for you. Plus, check out special offers that can make now the perfect your new Toyota. You'll find financing on 9 Toyota models. Plus, 2015 RAV4, Camry, Prius, and Sienna vans. Plus, check out all-wheel drive Highlanders and rugged 4Runners, which all come with all but a cost maintenance. Included. Special and simple to qualified buyers. APR terms vary by model. Not all buyers will qualify. Toyota Care covers normal factory scheduled service. Plan Sir Plan is 2 years or 25% reverse. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details. Specialist. Toyota helps you get the most out of desk a friend who drives one. Toyota. Let's go places.
Just in time for summer, Everett now offers Coca-Cola to choose from over 100 of your favorite brands like Coke, Coke Zero, Zero, Dasani Water. Whether you're in the mood for fizzy or fruity, Wawa's got you covered. Plus, you can customize any drink with options like grape, cherry, lime, and so many possibilities are quite freestyle. Now available where gotta have a Wawa.
Home builder or commercial contractor running a construction trailer or an entire building. Temp Power has you covered. Temp Power Power. Trailer mounted and mounted in portable generators at 1,000 watts. Temp Power also carries temporary air conditioning, so you can work around the clock regardless of weather. Fuel deliveries, too. It's temp need on the work site. Temp-net. Or call Brian, 308-3414. 308-3414.
Okay, is everyone ready for this?
Yeah.
Got your signs?
Yeah.
Got your banners?
Yeah.
Let's do this thing.
Everyone in the mountain, we know you're in there, and our demands will be recognized.
Yeah.
Do you hear them do Baja Blast?
Baja Blast!
In bottles and cans, too. And we're not going to stop until we get it. So, Mountain Dew, are you going to listen or...
Hey, your phone's quiet, everybody!
Hello? Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm the guy. Mountain Dew. Okay, sounds good. All right.
We did it!
We did? We never even put up the signs.
The intensely refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. Taco Bell is back everywhere else for a limited time. Citrus Punch of Mountain Dew Sangrita Blast is in bottles and cans, too. Get yours wherever.
I better cancel that order for Bud Order Bring Back Blast t-shirts.
You think?
From the creator of Burn Notice.
Some measure of plain God is necessary to do the job. You take that outside the hospital, and there will be
a new original series tomorrow at 9, 8 central on Burn.
Yeah!
Duralast hand tools are made. They're guaranteed for life, which means no matter what you do to them, you know there's always a brand new AutoZone. Should you somehow manage to break the do, just ask Jim here, durability tester.
That last one kind of scratched the wrench a little. Going.
This Father's Day guarantee with Duralast hand tools, available only at AutoZone.
Morning, XL 102.
Spicy monkey riding on my back. Don't eat sugar and dough, but I will play for gumbo. Yes, I will play for gumbo. Started at my grandma's in her kitchen by the sea. She warned me when she told me, son, the first one's free. Free. It hit me like taekwondo, called play for gumbo. Oh, yeah, I will play for gumbo.
It's Elliot in the morning. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-3568. Let's go to line three. Elliot in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yes, it is. Who are you?
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean, how are you, my friend?
Good, brother.
Good. What'd you end up doing last night?
I caught up on the Women's World Cup.
Good. No, I'm happy people are watching. I feel like what ratings are, but I feel like everybody's watching it. As well, they should be. You don't get it, but your friend Andy out there. No, that's awesome. I'm glad you were watching.
Thanks, brother.
Listen, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets. You will go see Jimmy Buffett, the Coral Reefer Band. So if you can inform me, Kaylee needs to get some show this weekend.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Brother, hold tight one second for me. Second for me. 9-1. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who are you? Hi. Who are you?
How are you this morning?
Amber, I am fantastic today. Thank you very much.
I'm so
good deal. Well, listen, I'll give you your tickets. That's no problem. Anything good from last that I need to know about?
No, not really. Just hung out with the husband.
Oh, what'd you go?
Mm-hmm. Just sat around watching dinner at some Chipotle.
Oh, man, that sounds good. Oh, I
love Chipotle.
What did they, I'm with you, sister. What did they, they just announced they with, I don't know what it was. It's no tortillas or something. I have no clue.
Are they doing like with corn, you mean?
What do you mean? Oh, I have no idea. No. I just saw that it did. I don't feel like it affected me. Let me ask you something. If the show and we were all gathered in the Outer Banks of North Carolina today, water because of the sharks?
Me and my husband were just talking about this a couple of minutes ago. I do not think I would be deep because they're not even scared of anything.
Oh, no. They come right to shore. I'm part of me is I love Andy Dahlman. He always does Shark Week. He does a bunch. And I love
him.
But I'm thinking about him now where he was talking about, they're right there. Knee deep, though, but you're not even enjoying the water at that point.
No. Even if you can get into, knee deep. I mean, if you got to worry about getting in the knee deep, I mean, that's just craziness.
And then, and then I was looking at the chart out yesterday where it said that everybody's overreacting, unless you're the family of those two kids that obviously got bit.
The arms got bit off. I mean, really.
Yeah, but they're saying everybody's overreacting to the sharks and the whole thing. And they point out, on average, 2000 is when this chart started tracking.
Uh-huh.
On average, over the course of a year, do you think a shark kills? Or sharks kill?
Since 2000?
Per year.
I would say 10.
All right, Diane, sharks per year, how many do they kill?
Seven.
Per year, sharks kill how many people since the year 2000?
Globally?
No, I'm going to say U.S. I'm going to say U.S.
Oh, U.S.?
Yeah.
Kill? Per year?
Yes.
Less than one?
Yeah. And that's rounded. One person.
Only one?
Yeah. So quit being a pussy. That's essentially what...
Well, how many people a leg?
People get hurt all the time.
Okay.
But they're saying there's this over-sensitive and over-hyped hype to sharks are going to kill you.
Look at how you were with the rat.
Okay, but I don't think the rat's going to kill me. Terrified of it. But I don't think it's going to kill me. Let me ask you. Gators per year. How many people die per year from an alligator?
I'm gonna go with like five, maybe.
Five. So
to me, that'd be more than sharks.
Three.
10. 1.
And alligators, no different.
That was a trick.
No different. No. I love this chart, by the way. You want another one?
No different.
I'll give one. One per dies from an alligator.
Huh.
Bears.
Lord. I bet that's even higher than investigators, I bet.
Okay,
I don't know.
Give me a number.
I'm just taking it. Four.
All right. Diane?
I'm going to go one.
Tyler? Not one. No. One. One person.
One person.
These are like penalty kicks. It's odd. We'll have finally guessed.
Spiders.
Killing somebody?
I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know.
Really? That wigged out by spiders?
Oh, my God. Spiders terrify me. Terrify me. Even little ones. I can't. I just can't take it. Kicks, spiders, ugh. All of it. Just, ugh.
Number.
I'm going to go with five again.
All right. Diane?
Three.
Tyler?
Ten.
Seven.
Getting close.
Seven.
Yeah, that's pretty close. Seven people. You're more likely to be killed by a spider than a shark.
Wow.
Or an alligator.
Wow.
You know what your leader. Hey, hold on one second. Hold on a second, Amber. Hold on one.
Okay.
You know what? You got it, baby. Hey, enjoy what's his face this weekend?
I'll
Jimmy
call
Buffett.
You after the show.
Yeah, please do.
You
never call me back.
Will. Thank
and
you
never
so
call,
much.
Never call. You know what the deadliest is, though? This makes sense.
The animal that's most likely to kill you?
Animal, but like they include spiders in that. So, yeah. Oh, yes. Animal kingdom.
So, are you saying it is some sort of insect? The bee?
Bingo. Bees and wasps. Bees and wasps, by the way, they kill, I got that number, 58 people a year. Here. Why?
But that's just because so many people have allergies.
That's exactly it. You know what? You know what animals right below that at 52 deaths a year?
Deer. Oh, for a car.
Kill you. You know the one that's unbelievably shocking to me? So through and they talk about non-venomous arthropods, like your ants. That's nine a year. Can you imagine? I did watch over the weekend of some Chinese dude who took fire ants and put them down on his crotch.
And then realized the mistake.
Watch that. Dogs, 28 people a year.
Oh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's low. I thought it would have been higher. Twice as many people as dogs.
You know, but you hear about people getting bit by dogs, people getting killed by them. You know?
Pigs.
How are pigs killing people?
Same way deer are.
Running out in the car accident?
Wild boars everywhere. Everywhere. No, but you want to know the one that was really weird to me? Mostly because I... Cow.
It's kind of... Are they just, like, rumbling or lumbering out into the...
When was the last time you saw...
Cows get out.
The last cow rumble out into the road.
There have been cows that get out. And they get hit by cars.
You're 20 times more killed by a cow than a shark.
And obviously a certain part. Yeah, I mean, to us,
it's completely foreign.
Yeah, we're agreeing. We're agreeing.
No,
strange tone.
That
in your,
number, no, that's high. That number's
road,
way too high.
People are on the road more than they're in the water.
No. Oh, we're on the road more than you're in water, but around cows? No.
I don't know. Somebody's to drive past farms every day to get to work.
Okay, but the most populous areas in the entire United States are along the water. With the exception of Chicago, every major city,
okay,
and maybe Dallas City, is on a coast.
Not a lot of cow deaths in New York.
So the odd, more people are in the water than on the roads. In mass. Be serious. There's more people that get in the water than cows. One shark death and from cows. Isn't that drastically high?
Was there one really bad accident caused by a cow that took the average?
Oh, like mass people?
And then no, because this is annual. These numbers are looked at annually.
There's a really bad accident every year for the last 10 years.
But there are more. A guy loses his arm, and I'm not downplaying that poor kid who their arms. It's on the news. It's everywhere. 20 people die a year from a cow. Never heard of one. Never heard
That's
of
true.
One. Spiders also got to be horrible. From an ant, I don't want to die from a spider. Mm. Definitely don't want to die from a cow. I just...
Kenneth B.
I would even take an injury from a cow. Never heard of one of those either.
Ones are on the list.
Oh, you know what? No, I'm glad you... I don't have them. I don't have them on the list.
Less.
Probably. No, they... Well, no, because you would die from the from getting the rape. I bet they kill one a year. They'll kill one a year. Everybody, I'm your one this year as soon as I go down to try to leave today. Where am I going, Caleb? Hi, Ellie in the morning. Hello? Damn it, I lost you. Line three.
Hello?
Hey, who's that?
Hey,
what's going on, dude?
Have you seen the trending video that's on the internet right now, the Outer Banks?
From this summer? No, I have not. I have not seen it.
Because it was on Pace right now. It's in the Outer Banks in North Carolina, where the attack happened. Like 30 freaking sharks on the shoreline flopping around.
No, wow.
Look, I would look it up right. Crazy, I had to call because I saw it myself. I was like, this is perfect.
But is it an old video or is it a current video of sharks on the
current?
No way.
Look it up.
No, I believe you. I believe you. I can't believe there's 20 sharks just swimming around.
It was wild. It was wild, man.
I've only been to the Outer Banks once, but I got in the water. Didn't care.
Yeah.
Well,
they're
right
flipping
in.
Around and they're even on the sand.
No, come on.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to look it up. All right, dude. I appreciate it. Where am I going? Line 4? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Elliot.
Yeah, who's this?
My name is Jeremy, surfing community.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, shark attacks happen, like, a lot. It's just they buy them as lost at sea. That way they keep the tourism, high. If they actually pounded all the find the bodies and they have sharks, the numbers would be much higher, and then the tourism would go down.
Wait a minute. People are fall in the sea category. I've never even heard of that.
I mean, I think it happens a lot. I know a lot of, a lot of time you hear about people, they went out from the shore and they never came back, and,
Dude, no, I was going to say, I don't feel like, the only ones you ever hear is, like, if somebody dies, like these two North Carolina, never heard of the lost at sea, and we just don't count them number.
Yeah, I think that's a category,
Hey, let me ask you this, as being part of the surfing, the run into sharks while you've been out surfing?
I've only seen footage of people, they'll be in or something, or I'll come in.
Surf's got to be hard as hell.
I haven't seen them personally myself.
Remember, I always want to go surfing with Switchfoot. I always want to do do that, but I can't surf.
Is Max surfing?
Yeah, he's got to be, right?
It's pretty bad.
Maybe not. Yeah, he's got to be. He's got to be going. You got to get right back up on it. All right, dude. Thank you, bro.
Thanks, Elliot.
Later. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah.
My name is Joy.
Yeah. What's going on, dude?
Yeah, I'm from Puerto Rico. Right? Cars get hit all the time by cars.
Well, not surprised. Okay, but I can't count. I can't count by statistics.
Oh, okay. Well, it seems like it was part of the United States. So.
Well, kind of. You're not calling me for now, are you?
No, I'm in Florida right now. Yeah,
oh, thank God.
I'm from over there. I just moved here like a year ago. Yeah,
good move. Hey, were there cows always? I've only been to Puerto Rico once. Not enjoy my stay. But I don't feel like I saw a lot of cows. I saw a lot of, like, roosters and stuff just running around.
Oh, dude, where I used to live, man, like, all the time, like, in the highway, just, like, in the normal street, all the time, getting hit by cars. Like, you just see them, like, through the road.
Cows, just
cows,
in the street.
Yeah, cows and horses, like, all mixed.
And you're right, I'm wrong. It's a beautiful place.
Puerto Rico is beautiful.
No, it's not.
Old San Juan?
No, it's not.
It's cool over there.
Not
it's all right.
Yeah, so good you moved.
I'm glad, too. It's kind of bad over there.
Hey, dude, okay, I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Later. Still nobody died from a cow. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, is this me? Hey, this is Craig. I'm actually from Houston, and I don't know how that fits in your statistics, but I had a friend of mine in high school get killed by a cow coming home one night, and he actually hit a black cow in the middle of the road at like 60.
Holy crap, dude. What part of Houston?
You know what Humble is?
Yeah, sure.
Northeast of Houston?
Yeah, of course.
That's where I grew up. I grew up there for 18 years, and I joined the Marine Corps. Yeah, dude, so he hit that cow. They guess, like, over 60 or about 60 miles, because they found him, like, 200 feet away, and they split the cow in half from a boat.
Really? I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah. So, he doesn't say much, actually, about the sharks. I'm so down in, basically, off the coast of Coronado, San Clemente, like, in California.
Sure.
We'd see sharks all the time, the boats that we were...
Dude, there's no way. No. By the way, are you watching any of the footage of the of Galveston getting pounded by Bill yesterday? Ah, damn it, I lost you. See you later. I'll call you later. One second. I do want to go over to Tyler first. Animals. Remember we were talking the city, but the country,
mm-hmm.
where you had the bad flooding? Oh, remember we talked, and the animals had gotten loose, and they were pushing that one hippo home?
Yeah.
Who had that cool tranquilizer dart in him? Buddy?
Escaped white tiger.
Oh.
Now, are there different reports? Now, here's a tiger also. Escaped white tiger from flooded Georgia zoo kills a government official, said all the dangerous animals had been rounded up.
So said, hey, don't worry, we got everything. And then that dude went out of his house. Holy crap. The tiger? Or is it still running loose?
Let's see.
By the way, I could all day.
The victim, the owner of a textile plant, is understood to have been attacked when he entered the company and was hiding.
Oh, damn.
God.
Believed to have been mauled in the throat. Another.
Get me over with quick.
Another victim who survived the attack was bitten on the arm. Hunting down the animal right.
Holy crap. Can we all. Animal mauling would be the worst way to go. But that's got to be one of the worst way to go. Especially a big animal like that, a lion or a tiger coming at you. That's got to be the worst. Being mauled by any animal would be a joy.
Something that large.
Yeah.
At least.
You think you go quick?
Hopefully.
Right? You better.
No.
If a lion is attacking,
if it's fast,
I want to take my head off. I wanted to literally put my entire head in. It just, honestly, just F around. I don't want to get bit on the arm. I don't want dragged out of the, I want to be like that guy in the circus used to be, where he put his head inside the animal's mouth. I wanted to just.
But he was holding mouth
open. Not holding that animal's mouth open. And I just wanted to. And that thing, you know, that thing's been hiding out in that little plant. How long has it been since those.
Last weekend, right? Wasn't it the flood?
Regular feed. Probably hungry as hell. Just put my head in your mouth and chomp.
Lion tamer.
Yeah, I'd rather that. You know what? I don't want it to start eating my leg. How bad does that have to hurt?
Horrible.
Big lion paw just cracking you right aside the head.
You can use your whip to hit the rat.
I'm dead. It bit my head.
Throw the rat into the lion.
Bit my head clean off. That's all I would hope for. Because I'm telling you, you do not want to be part of that. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
I got a rat story for you, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, bro.
This is a true story. It happened over near Chesapeake in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
A guy lived in the South or something. He was an alcoholic. He had an uneasy alliance with the rat. Came a visit. He'd take his boots home.
Right.
And one night they got the last laugh. He took his boots and drunk, threw his boots at him, passed out, and they chewed his toes off and he bled to death. Totally true story.
Well, there's your rat death we were looking for.
Can you imagine? What a way to go. All right, buddy. Hey, can I get a shirt? I've been trying for 9 years.
Yeah, hold on one sec. Kaylee will grab you. Hold on one second, please. Holy crap. Rats can kill. One a year. Hi.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, this is Alan.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Not much. I'm saying I used to lifeguard it on
you. Really?
Yeah, at this short time, you even see them swimming in between people, like 2 feet away. They don't really bother.
You, though, as a lifeguard, do you even alert anybody?
I would walk down there and let them know, but I wouldn't, like, you know, shout or anything just because I didn't want everybody freaking out on the beach. But yeah.
But do you evacuate the beach and tell everybody to get out of the water until it goes away?
I just walk down there and tell people nearby, say, hey, you know, we just saw a shark here in the area. If you want,
I want a warning thing. Like when we were in Jacksonville, we heard those tornado warnings. That's what I want to let me know that there's a shark there. I also want that for anything. I hate things in the water. Hate it. Unless it's an Outer Banks white reason, I want a big warning, and I want to get the hell out of there.
And especially if you go swimming out. I mean, because we go swimming out, you know, for training, you see them, they're all over the place.
And the Newark street fish.
Don't you know that they're dancing in the street?
Well, I don't think you're eating the white fish either.
No, you're not. All right, let me do this. Let me take breaking news that we have to get into. This is huge. So let me do this. Let me take a quick break.
Noah Bethlehem, the guy who was killed by the tiger. Breaking news.
That already happened. This is breaking as we speak.
Coming up.
All right, so let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. You know what? Do some follow-up phone calls while we're at it, though, Kaylee. 866-6235-546. Any good stories from yesterday, last night, anything at all that you want to get into, we'll do that next. And then, we'll get into some breaking news next.
In the Morning presents Lollapalooza Week. All week long, Elliot in the Morning is sending you to Shapalooza 2015 at Grant Park. Paul McCartney, Metallica, Florence and the Morse and the Machine, and so many more. Listen to EIT Win, 5 days,
We'll take care of your airfare, fare, and give you VIP tickets to the show. You enjoy Chicago and Lollapalooza with your guest. Need more info? Facebook.com/e. Travel packages are available at Lollapalooza 2015. A trip a day long. Elliot in the morning.
Or crash if you're on the parking on Robb Street, but nothing else on the side streets currently to slow you. Chippenham 288 in the down shape. Light travel volume note 95 and 64.
What's the next best thing to new? Certified George Toyota. Right now, right deals on one of the Central Atlantic's largest selections of certified pre-owned vehicles. 2014 Toyota Corolla LEs, starting at just $14,495. 14 Toyota Camry LEs, starting at just $683. That's two like-new vehicles for under $16,000. You just add tax, title, tags, and $595 price. Special 2.9.9 financing is available with approved credit through TFS. And every vehicle is backed by the McGeorge Certified Vehicle Promise, which extends for life, 1 year, well, 6 month pre-owned guarantee. So if you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, you can McGeorge Certified 705 West Broad Street and McGeorge Toyota. With over 100,000 happy customers, we earn your trust every day. Sale ends June 30th.
Listen up, Richmond. Bon Secours and the Washington Redskins are pushing for healthier communities. So, June 20th, challenging men of all ages, ouch, step onto the field and health issues. But it's not just for men. We want everyone to participate in an afternoon of football, fitness, and fun. That means mom and the kids, too. There'll be food and refreshments, free screenings, NFL Combine. We'll have a drawing for some game-changing prizes. Need a little more motivation? How about the chance to meet a Washington and some team cheer? We knew that'd grab you. Don't miss it. Check your health day. Health is June 27th, a.m. to 3 p.m. and only at the Washington Redskins Training Center. Check your health before you wreck your health. Visit Real Men See the Doctor.
Right now, Verizon is offering unlimited talk and text, plus 10 gigs of shareable data. Yeah, 10 gigantic gigs for $80 in fees and $15. That's more data than ever to do more. You now also get $300 when you get your smartphone and buy a new one. Who wouldn't want $300 and the only network that Root Metrics rank number one in speed, call, data, and reliability? So you never have to settle for second or third or fourth. Save without settling today. Get $300 or more when you trade in your smartphone by select Verizon stores on the largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Settle. Verizon. New 4G activation and port in required. $300 offer equals $200 bill credit plus credit. Bill credits applied within two cycle. Trade-in must be in good working condition. Subject to customer and edge agreements and credit approvals at VerizonWireless.com. Rankings based on Root Metrics second half 2014 U.S. National Root Score Report.
This is the sound of real into measuring cup to how thick and creamy it is. This is the sound of real buttermilk being mixed with flour. This is a mixing bowl. This is made from scratch.
The Mile High Bacon Egg Inch Cut Applewood Smoked Bacon Pieces. Only at Hardee's. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
This is Benny.
Greetings and salivations.
Benny does not have a way with words when it comes to describing his haircut.
No, fat time. Just give me a bowler's cut.
Is the Great Clip stylist can figure out exactly what kind of haircut you want. Because last time, detailed notes on your haircut that any stylist at any Great Clips can access. Big haircut.
That's me. That's my
effort. Great Clips. Great.
For you, it's an AC on max kind of day. For your car battery, it's a scorching heat kind of day. So stop by AutoZone today for a free check and make sure, at the very least, it'll give your back. We take care of the AC for a few minutes.
Yeah, deer are cute. They star in movies and show boys. But when they ruin your plants, they're not so cute. Get yourself some Ortho Deer Be Gone. Deer Be Gone uses ingredients that deer find downright disgusting. But the no-stink formula sends them running without smelling horrible to us. Deer, we don't hurt them. We just guaranteed. Learn more about how Deer Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
From the top to the morning building. Washington. WRXL. Richmond. In the morning.
I wish I could paint a love mansion.
Sally, in the morning. Real quickly, don't forget to wait us hour. house. Chicago. You will go there for Lollapalooza. Taking place at Grant Park. Great city. Should be a great weekend of music. Every single day. Trip to Lollapalooza. We got your hotel to the show. They are VIP tickets. So every day. Today will be the third. So every day through the end of the month. Some breaking news. Diane, would you like to do the breaking news this morning?
Congratulations to Dale Jr. and his longtime girlfriend Amy. They're engaged, y'all.
Oh, how about it? Oh, hearts are breaking all over.
Girl, that diamond's as big as a nickel.
Is it huge?
It's big.
I mean, I would imagine so.
Well, there's a picture of that she tweeted out.
Oh, did he do it at his restaurant? What's
that? They're on, what's the name of that?
Whiskey.
Is it Whiskey River?
Whiskey River, yeah, that sounds right.
No, they're in Germany.
He's in Germany? Oh, Junebug's traveling internationally?
This weekend.
That is true, but then they come back for the Firecracker 400.
He said that...
Or Sonoma.
Is Sonoma? Yeah, yeah, Sonoma, then the Firecracker 400.
So I guess he searched his family and...
Oh, the Earnhardts are from Germany?
I guess so.
We go all the way back, Checkpoint Charlie.
So he was drinking a couple beers at the round table with the locals. Conversation.
And then do they know who he is over there? If Dale Jr.'s walking in like a big, but if he's walking down the streets of Germany or Dorf,
yeah.
Kaylee's saying no.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
So you think he's completely?
No, I wouldn't say completely.
There's maybe a few people might.
If he's wearing it, do they know who he is? Good for Junebug. And who's this chick? You said he'd been with her a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and remember, it's him to enjoy the moment,
Tyler.
I hope she reminded him of the engagement.
And then,
is she pregnant?
She doesn't appear to be.
He drinking?
Looking forward to the raising girl. I believe they were in the picture that she posted. Talk to him yet? There's a picture that she posted that's
Scott's probably up hoisting a bud right now and celebrating.
That's him in a church.
No, he's hosting an amp passion fruit.
But he knew the Lutheran church in town he attended some 7 generations and 300 years ago.
So that would have been senior,
oh,
senior.
That's
went
awesome.
To.
Yeah, the surname Earnhardt, words meaning honor and bravery.
Yavol.
Get her.
Has tweeted.
Oh, that's the sister.
Adding another sis-in-law to the family. Happy for my brother and his future. Brian looking swoosh.
I'm sorry, what?
He's looking...
Oh, no, you're saying it wrong. Farfig Nugent.
Glickful. Jeff Glickwinschko. I think it's a message to Jeff Gluck. It means...
So everybody's happy for Junebug.
It'll get no better.
Amen.
Of course.
And you're telling me completely anonymous there.
Oh, we didn't say that.
Yes, there's nobody in Germany.
There may be
unless you're
one
an
or
expat.
Two.
You're an expat. That's local.
Maybe a handful. Who knows?
No, but is that why he went there? Because he's researching the family lineage.
He's doing the family tree.
Yeah, you know what? Good for him. Good for him. So again, there's your breaking news this morning.
That's audio.
Oh, don't you?
And that's afterwards. When she said, no, that's Dale.
He's slipping her the dunner.
Very verse. What a big off week. Really? I thought we were going to get into the new rules package for Kentucky.
No.
When you said it was NASCAR related during the...
No. So congratulations to Junebug. And hearts across... Some celebrating and some breaking.
Amy, for always reminding me to enjoy the moment. I do like that spot, I'll be honest.
What's that?
The
commercial?
Yeah.
All right. We move on from the breaking news. I guess as more comes in and some of the congratulations go.
Well, I mean, what else to congratulate? You want to know, like, the famous people checking in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was the waking up, obviously, with the time. So, like, Hermie Sadler just tweeted 5 seconds ago, congrats.
I still owe you a 20 spot.
No. Hermie. It wasn't Elliot. It's Elliot. Is anyone else? Let's see. I'll scroll through. I think through calls of congratulations.
Just Toby. What'd you say?
He, by the way, tweeted Whiskey River Durr.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
This is Rosanna.
Hey, Rosanna, what can I do for you?
You know, I got a question for you.
Yes.
The critters and... If you get stung by a bee, are you going to cut a cuss?
100% I'm going to cuss.
Yeah, hell yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Like, see, I just did.
That'll be me. I'll get stung by a bee. I'll start cussing at the hospital to get my arm drained.
Are they going to fine you for cussing because you got stung by a bee?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Is that help to injury?
I hear you. But listen, I don't make the stoop. Just we just don't have to be there. Hold on, I got to go to early in the morning. Yeah. Hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Brandon.
Hey, what's up, Brandon?
I was calling in because I have been personally attacked by a shark before off the coast of Florida, Vero Beach.
Yeah. Were you just like playing in the water? Or were you like out surfing or something?
No, diving. I was about a half mile off, and I had a dive flag attached to me. If you don't know what that is, yeah, one of those flags with a white stripe across it.
Yeah, sure, like a record.
Yes, and that thing is about to fall. Attached to that, I had a large carabiner where I was putting my fish. In my first mistake. So what happened to me was, the shark grabbed a hold of that carabiner and down.
It was literally like
a scene from Jaws to me. So I popped my head up to see what's going on. I see this dive flag box completely submerged, and I go under with it. I literally peed my pants. I thought I was going to die today.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, do you have any idea how big the shark was?
It was a bull shark. It was probably about at least 5 feet.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You could have said it was attacking me. I don't care what size it is.
And eventually it just let go. It kept pulling. I thought I was going to drown. Me and my buddy just started yanking on the rope, and eventually I let go, and I got my carabiner. It was scary.
God, yeah. Terrifying. Wow. So terrifying to me. Hey, by the way, and you said, where was that? Was that in Florida? Vero
Beach, yeah.
Right. I just mentioned the... Hey, thank you, my friend. The tornado warning from when we were in. Remember that place? I don't remember the name of it. What was the name of the place that we were drinking?
The bar?
Yeah.
What is it?
When we were
Finn McCool's.
That's right. At the landing.
Yeah.
And it's that. And what was the? Well, Hooters is still there. That's where we had lunch. But like the rest of it was run down.
Well, they're like,
yeah, everybody was out. I just saw yesterday. They're gonna read. They just had like a whole public meeting. What they're going to do there?
It's a great spot.
Yeah.
So, well, some want to do a town center almost, where you'd get part residential and then
mm-hmm.
one that I like, that's water park. How awesome would that be? That would have been awesome. Nasty water park right there. Great. But apparently they just like literally just had a meeting. They got to do something there though. That was, I don't want to say run down. Everybody had left. It was the Hooters.
That's run down. Absolutely was. And we kept thinking, they're not businesses. Right?
It is nice, though. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
That?
Well.
Just don't take away our Hooters, please. That was awesome.
Don't they have the barge coming across the water right there?
I'm trying to think. There was something. But then they got to start messing with, like, freeways and stuff. I have no idea. But that's nice. It'd be great. But awesome.
Is there enough room for that?
Yeah. Put a water park anywhere. Big, like that scorpion's tail that Kreischer was telling us about?
Parking.
You're good to go. Also mentioned, remember the guy, well, you want everybody to fist pump or when they win their Lollapalooza trip.
Monday's winner.
Yeah,
the
right.
The bar was set really high.
Right. And so, but then remember, I went to see Rush, and his wife had videotaped him on the phone.
Yes.
Heard from him. Words can't express how grateful I am chosen as a winner. I took the wife to the show. I did meet her. She took care of me before, during, and after the show. Banged it like school in the hotel room after. Woke up and had to be admitted because my back went into system. How about that? I got a needle, some value, some inventory bills, and 3 days off. All I say, it was a huge win. Oh, and L's, yeah. I will do Jacob's Ladder, Hemispheres, and Natural Science. Great show. Dude, I had no idea. That's why I didn't get the video. You were in anyway, he checked in. But I do want to air punch. Here we go.
People on Twitter last night were air punching the Abbey goal.
Oh, were they really?
Yeah.
Of that. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Jeff, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
Hey, check it out. So I was in the Marine Corps for about 13 years, but I got sent out to Georgia to be an instructor in the Georgian Army. So when I was out and get drunk and do stupid, we went out to the Tbilisi Zoo out there, and we're sitting in a wire,
And we're like trying to figure out what it's chewing on. Well, it was the dad tiger that had killed one of the cubs. And he's sitting there mauling. Well, then the zookeepers, they freak out. So they run in and try to, like, beat this thing off his cub. Well, they leave the gate open. Damn, tiger's running around the trunk as hell. So we're like, what do? We just stood there, and this thing's running around us in circles. And we got that, you know, this thing only chases people that run. So we just kind of stood there and watched it. It's pretty crazy.
And this bat, so this, by the way, I wonder if it's the same Bengal. It was a white Bengal tiger.
I wouldn't doubt it. He's probably got a history.
But that thing running in circles around you?
Oh, dude, it would knock people over, and then you'd go on to the next victim that was running. We just stood there drunk like, huh, look, don't move.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Terrified.
Well, then, it was funny because you mentioned you'd rather just have your head squashed off. Like, dude, if this thing gets me, just make sure it gets my head and leave me alone.
Amen. Yeah, right. No. I don't need it to start eating me. I don't need it to start claws. Head and mouth, chomp. Good. That's all I would want. Hey, is that zoo kind of ghetto and run down, or is it a decent facility?
It's nice, except it doesn't have, like, the precaution. It's just a cast iron gate. It's not like, you know, it's got a standoff from the crowd. It's just kind of, you know.
Right. And so the news was that it had like some textile shop. And then when the shop owner went in, because the government had given the all clear, the dangerous animals were accounted for, they went to work. Walked into the shop, things went right in and killed him. So I guess now they're
I can believe it, dude.
Oh, like, wait a minute. Now I got more breaking news. Hold on one second. Now, by the way, I'm putting together an audio card. Do you want to congratulate Dale Jr.?
Oh, dude.
There you go. All right, I'll put that on the tape. Thank you, sir. So wait a minute. So now you're telling me they killed the tiger?
This says the escaped tiger shot a man. Forces officers swarmed the area in the search for the at-large tiger before it was shot. Just hours after killing. They said the tiger is liquidated.
I like that term. I like that term. Man, I feel like we're the place today. Really on top of it. Kind of makes the video I watched yesterday that I wanted to show.
What?
The dude, did you see that big chunk of wax out of that dude's ear?
I would not watch that.
Oh, you have to.
I see it every day.
No. You have, honestly, you haven't seen wax. First they go in, so they're filming this dude, maybe, and at first you see them pull some out, and it's like a little bit break, and you're like, wow, that is a lot of wax. Goes back in, and gets the chunk of wax with the tweezers. You can't help yourself.
I'm not good with your wax.
My God. There it is. Just hit play. Please hit play. No, because I want you to see shooting. Hit play. God,
there's going to be an ad.
That's okay. It'll be worth it. Oh, wait. T-Mobile. That's okay. All I could think, though, when the these talks comes out, is the relief that this guy must have felt.
Was he having, like, hearing issues?
Don't know.
Had to have.
Here's what I got to feel. 5 pounds lighter. And he's got to be. He must feel like he just, like, he's, like, with those videos where it's like, so-and-so heard for the very first time. Because alright, so here you can see where she's digging in. Now, this part isn't about that long.
That doesn't look.
She's not, no, you could use tweezers. But see, you see the wax in there? See, now you're on the tweezer? And you're like, oh my God, look at it. See how it breaks up a little bit? And you're like, man, how much more wax can you have? Hold on, you gotta keep watching. Keep watching. Alright, she's back in. She's back in. Hold on. Please. All right. The light's going to get better. The light. Can you see the wax? Here we go.
Go to a doctor.
Look at that.
That's awful. It looks like the mosquitoes in Jurassic Park.
It's like French fries.
How unbelievable is that?
Oh.
Don't you feel better having seen it?
The opposite.
No, you have to. If I could get that out of my ear, I would feel...
It's not for a lack of...
I'd celebrate. I don't even know what I would do.
How do you have that in your head?
I bet everybody does. But, I mean, that's just surfacing. The body gets rid of the wax on its own. That's why they say you're not supposed to use Q-tips and stuff.
Every day.
By the way, you're welcome. That's great. All right, you want your test, and then I got to move on. Kayla, you want to take the test? All right, come here. Run.
Oh.
You're going to have 20 seconds to solve this test. That's how long it should take you. I don't want to brag. 14 seconds.
20 seconds to what?
Solve. Okay. I can tell you. Okay. You're going to be looking at something and you have to identify a pattern. number, okay? I printed out. I would appreciate all of you not turning them over until I tell you to. Tyler, are you ready? There's yours. I will tell you when you may flip it over and start. We're starting in 4, 2, 1. Give me the number. You're 7 seconds in. What number's missing?
16 is Biffle.
You got 4, 3, 2, 1. Out of time. Diane, what number is missing? It's a car park spots. What number is the car parked in?
Diane? 90.
The 90? Okay.
Wait. 78.
Okay. Tyler, what number, please?
I'm going to go with...
I got it in 14.
8.
No. Wait, he's like, you changed your mind?
No, I'm just thinking. I'll stick with my answer.
You're all wrong.
Answer in front of you, which is how you got it.
No, not at all. I took the test 14 seconds. By the way, you know who they give, on average, you know who solves that in 20 seconds? Second graders. It's so freaking easy, it's unbelievable. I'm 14 seconds. You're still staring at it. It's a minute later.
I'm trying to figure it out.
All right, give me the number.
No, I still don't know. I'm
Diane?
I'm not good at not math.
My existence.
What's figuring out a parking spot number?
Word problems. Number problems like that.
Maybe you're just not looking at it right. Maybe you're botting it to travel. Thank you.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah.
What, if you hold it up?
Look at it in the light, Diane.
he suddenly changed his mind.
If you hold it up to the light, I think you'll see what I'm talking about. Hold it up to the light.
Are you being truthful?
Yes, hold it up to the light. Now what do you see?
Oh, I get it.
To be honest, I'll 8.
No.
Because you've handed...
Solve it. That's all that it is. There's no disorientation. You look at it and you...
Numbers are like... When
no,
you look at...
No.
L8.
You block your mind in. That's late. The problem. Diane's still looking at it
I
in
have
the
no
light.
Idea what you're talking Skater. About.
So was I a number?
No, you were
just,
wrong.
All I did was invert the numbers.
What, 3? I guess 9? Am I close? No. You either... Did you get it, Diane?
Yeah.
What is it?
87.
There you go. Was it because you looked at the...
It's because you flip it upside down. No, you flip it upside down.
That's a dumb font.
Yep. That's awesome. That's a great puzzle.
Yeah.
But you block your head in there and you don't think.
I tell you, if I was a student and a teacher...
You'd nail it.
I'd be pissed.
No, you nail it.
When have you ever heard that somebody didn't say, oh, this, and then you have to flip it upside down?
Solve this. What parking spot?
No, but if they say ranking in non-conventional ways, this way you're looking for a pattern of some sort.
Okay, and when you realize immediately that 16668 is not a pattern, you flip it upside down. That'll take... Don't block your mind in. Kayla,
think
real quick, before you walk out, do you want to be part of the audio card for Dale Jr.?
Congrats, man.
There you go. All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. Ian's got some news. After that, we give you a trip to go to Lollapalooza.
Elliot in the morning. XL1 of Elliot's history, the longest set of commercials. Maybe even the world. But probably not. XL102 commercial free. 2 hours of music free from interruption. XL102.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center. Watch for a crash if you're on the south side. Deer Run Drive. Nothing else on the side roads currently to slow you. Delays, 95 to 95. No current collisions or stalled feet or the downtown expressway. This report is brought to you by Scott's Miracle-Gro. Turn it into a clever feeding system for a well-fed garden with the new LiquiFeed Universal Feeder. Remember, plants need more than just water to thrive. They need to eat in the heat. LiquiFeed.com.
It's the hot deals on cool wheels at Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond. You too can be a Hendrick. Hendrick, the largest selection of vehicle-bought vehicles in Virginia. At location, quarter mile past Shortcut Mall in West, over 500 new vehicles and 7,000 pre-owned vehicles to people choose from. Right now, King Grand Off Silverados and Sierra, King Grand Off Equinox and Terrain, 5 grand off all Malibus. Get 0 for 72 months, plus 2 grand off all 2015 Camaros, Chevy Tahoe, up to 6 grand off a Kate. $6,500 off new Enclave. New Enclave. Get a pellet while saving some cold hard cash. Find new roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's HendrickRichmond.com. At Rick at Chevrolet GMC in Richmond, Hendrick Driver.
SRP. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates. No money down and $13.88 per thousand with approved credit.
Sir, today I'm waking you with calming tunes. Sure, you love this kind of... I also made you fresh coffee with sugar and cream. Oh, I picked out a fresh-to-death outfit for you. And here's your breakfast with hash browns.
But at least McDonald's can... Right now, get an Egg McMuffin sandwich with a medium freshly brewed McCafe coffee for only $3, but at 5 a.m. For a limited time, price and participation may...
But they got your back. Ice cold Coca-Cola from McDonald's. And then you realize it's just a dollar. Or when they hope for the lady in line behind you. Mind you, cop the number. Your taste buds deserve a bro hug right now. But since they don't have hands, McDonald's is the next best thing.
Showed your taste buds some love? Enjoy any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea from McDonald's for just $1. Prices vary.
Need cash back? Call First Virginia at 855-215. First Virginia can provide you with a line of $2,000 that can be loaded onto a prepaid Visa card and be used any accepted. Use your line of credit for whatever you're buying online. There are no annual finance charges, no credit check. You can make payments or access available credit simply by calling 855-216-60. The money you need has never been easier. First Virginia is your trusted neighborhood financial services center. We're open convenient hours 7 days a week. Associates are committed to getting you in easily. Come in and get started right now. Call 855-216-155 or visit firstvirginialoans.com. That's 855-216-55. First Virginia, your neighborhood financial services center. Prepaid debit card issued with the USA Inc. Card subject to terms and conditions of card issuer. All rights reserved.
Summer here, and at your local so are big deals. Really big deals on American ingenuity, legendness. It's why more people buy Ford and buy again. Now it's your turn.
Everybody's talking about the audience.
Summer at your local Ford dealer. Amazing technology, brand. Big deals, including big cash rates and great financing on the cars, trucks, and SUVs built to help you go further.
Everybody's talking about the audience.
Summer at your local Ford dealer. Save big. Save now. Don't wait. Selling brand. Claims based on 2014 sales data and IHS Automotive's U.S. owner loyalty analysis. Ford, percentage of owners who returned to market and purchased or leased another Ford in 2014.
More people are driving Ram trucks. It's another event. More at RichmondRamTrucks.com.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
In the morning. All right, we got to get into some news. After that, you will win a trip for Lollapalooza. Every trip winner and a guest will go. We'll take care of your airfare. We'll take care of your hotel. We'll give you VIP tickets for Lollapalooza. All you have to do is listen and whistle and whistle single day this week. If you need any information, facebook.com/EITM online. Information about the trip and... So today, tomorrow, and Friday will be your remaining trips. By the way, I'm very excited. Our buddy Mel will be in here. President Shadow, that's the third in the trilogy that he did with the with his character Beecher and the Culper Ring. The book's great. Tad, I will tell you ahead of time. I want to go meet him in D.C. tonight. 7 o'clock tonight, he will be at, Politics and Pros. So if you want to go Politics and Pros, 7 o'clock in D.C., want to go see Meltzer. By the way, you know what Politics and Pros is doing? I was, when I looked on their website, doing, Dungeons and Dragons classes. It's awesome. Yeah, teach kids how to play D&D. I may do it. For the kids, Diane, of course. But I thought that was pretty classes. Anyway, I just saw the sign up there. But anyway, tonight if you want to go see Brad tomorrow, And we'll get into the president's shadow, which is fantastic. Boy, did he do a great job. Politics and prose. Then he'll be in here tomorrow morning. And then I believe tomorrow night, Barnes & Noble and Tyson's, if you want to go to that. But anyway, Brad will be in here tomorrow. Oh, I was talking about the trip we're giving away. So we'll do that after some news. So, Diane, let's get into some news, please.
So, today the prison escape. They are still looking for those two, despite the efforts of more than local, state, and federal law enforcement personnel. We have learned in the letters that the husband, Joyce Tilly Mitchell, actually visited her.
Yes, he did.
In lockup yesterday. Basically that, oh yeah, she's got her husband's support behind her. His attorneys are like, oh hell no, it is not like that at all.
As a matter of fact, he said it could be for,
there is no way behind her, which was, and I guess he did have slate concerning all the reports that are out that she was conspiring with David Sweat and Richard Matt to murder him. Once the Conde, and I guess.
Hey, can I ask you this? I believe there's any chance that they never were really going to kill him? That in reality, that was the way that they were going to get her, because she was already hooking up with them, and like she had fallen in love, and so it was like, listen, at the manhole, we'll drive to your house and we'll kill your husband. That way, don't you believe in reality? Manhole, get in the car with her, kill.
At this point, you have to rethink everything, whether or not her weight really.
Even part of it? Oh, so you think they may have said, you meet us there.
You have to throw off
everybody else.
The cops fearing that she may.
But she knew where she was supposed to meet
them. No. I'm saying maybe they told her, here's this, here's that, meet us here. It was a way in case she picked up by cops or they figured out
she would
escape.
Yeah.
That they, for so many days now, would be searching in the wrong place.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
But it goes along with your whether or not they were really going to kill the husband.
There's part of me that believes, and listen, it's all fantasy land, but they weren't going to do anything. They would do anything to the husband, keep her on their side.
Yeah.
I think.
What about that whole thing about how they said they found, you know, notes on the cell walls, too?
That said what?
It was basically them. Wouldn't that, in your mind, be something off law enforcement, too?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I could see that.
Yeah. But I guess they were, you know, trying.
But, I mean, all they keep saying, and the cops.
Course.
Very frustrated.
And they had 1,200 leads, kind of led them in any solid point.
Yeah, and then I guess the only other thing that I saw was that the kind of the net, if you will, that they're using where they're stopping everybody and shifting now. Just check that area. Let's keep moving that way.
Yeah.
Do you think they're anywhere close? Close. I feel like I ask that question every day. But how do you run? But I guess if you get out of the area, then we'll hear about people who are gone for.
I don't know. I mean, weren't they
sitting over in Sacramento somewhere just going?
I think they're that far by now?
They could be anywhere. Governor Cuomo says they could be in But do you think they're far away watching on the news going, God, are these people stupid? Which they're not. They're just doing their job. They're not stupid. But do you think they're going, look how far away.
Each day passes.
It's more and more likely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Donald presidential race yesterday with his big speech in New York. So he is the 12th person, the Republican nomination for 2016.
Sadly, the American is dead. But if I get elected president, I will bring it back bigger and better and stronger than ever before.
There you go, Donald.
The two things. Number one is that was all just he went out there.
He talked for like 45 really? Minutes.
Yeah. He just went out there.
Real tight and well thought of.
No, not at all. He went out there. He said he just spoke from the heart. Prepared.
I don't believe you.
I'm telling you. And just said, I'm going to speak to the people.
Like, there was not a speechwriter.
100%. I heard him say it.
You heard him say it.
Okay. It was awful. It was terrible.
Why? I'll show you that later. What was the worst part about the speech?
What?
Did you watch it? Did you watch it at all?
I liked when he acknowledged it. Did you like that? Like, Don Dante.
Visually, what was the worst part of the speech? When? Like, to the point where I could speech.
What?
The podium?
No.
I don't know.
Had a ball in the corner of his lip.
Gross.
That would not go away. White Kingston hot ball. That had just built right into the corner of his mouth. And the whole time he was talking at the screen, I was like, just lick it.
Hand him a napkin.
Just lick it. And I can remember, I can't tell you how many times me, and in the middle of him yelling, he'd start to develop one of them hot balls. And he wants to know is when you get the hot ball on the time you talk, it stretches a little bit. But every so often I'd have to say, dude, you're hot balling.
And then he'd wipe.
But when Trump gets going, all you'll do is pay attention to the hot ball, right? And that's all I watch for about 30 minutes.
Did you hear Conan last night?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Talking about it. He said, with Trump president again, it means 6 more weeks of comedy.
Neil Young did at Trump Tower yesterday when he made the announcement, but to point out that that was without permission.
Right. Not only was it without permission, he was pissed that it was being used. They wanted to stop, and he's also thrown his support behind Lincoln Chafee.
No. I just know it's not Lincoln.
It's not
Bernie,
Lindsey Graham.
Bernie Sanders.
That's it. He's thrown his support behind Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Trump did.
I've never before.
Really? I feel like that's all it's known as. The big white glob.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's a Kingston hot ball.
Fellow candidate Jeb Bush did the slow jamming of the news with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, I missed it. Was it funny?
Last week.
After months of being a total caucus tease, Jeb is my quick beating around the bush.
Jeb Bush was very stiff.
It made me laugh.
Was it good?
Like, when he switched over to Spanish, Jimmy stops the music and goes, whoa! And then they play, like, a little breakdown, and Jeb jumps back on the mic for this.
Fireball.
Did Stewart go after Trump last night? Those two hate each other.
John was happy that there's finally a...
Yeah, I didn't see if they went after each other or not.
Tattoos might soon be the key to catching criminals. The U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology petition that'll challenge scientists to develop means that identify tattoos for investigative purposes. The competition TATC encourages to devise certain algorithms, recognize tattoos, even if the sketch isn't that great or it's obscured maybe by hair or even a t-shirt. Canceling all the remaining dates on their European tour because of the broken leg on Dave Grohl Friday in Sweden on doctor's orders. They scrapped the weekend gigs coming up this weekend at Wembley, June 23rd show in Scotland, one on the 25th in Belgium, and then at the Glastonbury Festival.
Right. Wipes out, all of their European dates for right now.
Yeah.
And then after Glass or scheduled, the 4th of July show.
Yeah.
Do something soon.
Well, obviously, you know, he had surgery, and Dave Grohl posted a very lengthy message outlining everything, basically saying,
right,
they're slay low because he had
surgery. Is good though. Surgery
needs to keep his leg elevated to keep the swelling down, prevent any sort of infections.
Or you agree?
Could do long term damage. You have to think along those lines.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
but don't you agree? Like, and yes, it sucks that those, but that's a tour stop. This is their festival. Their festival.
Right.
Like, that's their day.
Mm-hmm.
Their big anniversary show. It's the 4th of July. Like, they got to do that show. And if you're going to do that show, you got to...
He continued.
No, I get
it. It'd be possible for him to play shows at the moment and that they're doing their best, and so bear with us.
Okay, but I need to get things done. You know what? I'm going to call Seth.
Oh, I thought you'd already done that.
I have not. No, because I don't want to be the... What about me?
Too late.
But the... No, because I haven't done that.
Well, you did.
That, Diane, that was just a band. And they were like, don't you think we'll release one at some point, moron? But don't you agree? At some point, I got to reach out.
Yeah, just get some sort
with
of...
Seth.
I will say that the 930 Club accountant tweeted, amounted to an advertisement for the show. But I don't had any knowledge that they were going to cancel the European date, so... I'm nervous. The distinction between the four...
Right, that's their show. It's not a tour stop.
Festivals, but...
Right. They got to do that show.
Right.
They have to do that show.
You also had them for this weekend.
I did. I did think he'd be able to do that. I was actually, beyond that, I was certain they were going to be able to do that. All right, I'll get in touch with Seth. Get in touch with Seth. If not, we'll just do a bike ride. That'll be fun.
cut through the roof to the point where Constellation Brands is worried they might run out. Consumption has gone up 10% in the last 5 years. It's now the fifth best. That's behind Bud Light in first place, Coors Light, then Bud, then Miller.
Corona. Fireball.
Constellation Plantation ends on expanding and opening another location in order to meet the increased demand.
And Corona over the Corona weekend. So good.
Well, the number of searches for how-to videos on YouTube is up 70% from last year. 60% say they can find a video to teach them to do anything. They listed the top searches for how-to video several years. How to kiss came. Hey, middle schoolers. Followed by how to tie a tie on, how to get a six pack in 3 minutes.
How to, No, the how to tie a tie is really smart. How to tie a good tie.
How to make a starburst bracelet on rainbow loom. How to curl your hair.
At this point, I don't care about curling hair or rainbow hair, loom.
And using a straight
cut.
No.
Does it look okay?
Sure, tie combination does. What's the last one you searched? What's the last how to? I did one, was it Monday? Monday night.
I know what the last one I did was.
Yeah, what was it?
I had to replace, it's horrible. I had to replace some ties on one of the... So I've watched a bit.
That's boring.
Yeah, no, like I said, it was nothing good. I did had a kiss.
I did how to cut a mango.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
You're horrible in a kitchen. Mango?
Yeah, it's not the easiest fruit to cut.
Okay. Why, what did you do?
How to make a natural cleaning agent for the stovetop.
Oh my God, I win that one.
And it was so good. Better than any.
Is it like baking soda?
Or grease lightning that I've ever used. It was table salt, baking soda, and vinegar.
And what was that to clean?
The stovetop.
Oh, because Jackie had to look up last night. She has dye all at work. They were doing something with ink. And, I mean, honestly, I don't know what's wrong. She was trying to find something to get all the, like permanent dye off of her hand.
She used, like, Goo Gone or whatever that stuff is?
She tried everything. She was looking up crap online. She was making all kinds of concoctions of stuff. Nothing worked. I have no idea what it is. I had it work today.
Golden State Warriors won the NBA final last.
Take a sick day.
Won last night, beating the 105-97 first title.
By the way, who would have thought my goalie pads one was the best one that was looked up by all of us?
No, if you need the stove, I'm telling you, I only left it on there for about an hour, and it was because I've scrubbed so hard.
Just leave it there.
Well, you have to clean it off,
dude. An hour? How?
No, what stuff did you have on your stove?
Really close next to the like burners.
Yeah.
Like just some discoloration.
Fine.
And it took it right off.
Inside my oven.
I didn't say clean my oven.
There, that's a disaster.
That's the next one. This was amazing. And just, I've hurt my hands so much scrubbing that before, trying to clean it up. And this, I had straw. I was like, I'm going to stroll and not poisoning our food. This thing worked like a gem.
By the way, it's not related to that at all, but you know what that makes me think of? Remember when Mark Lapidus got that piece of thumb and they had to cut the thumbnail when it jammed up into his thumb?
Golden State won the NBA Finals last night, beating Cleveland 105-97. First title since 1975, their fourth overall. Steph and Andre Iguodala points Andre named as your MVP.
By the way, that parade on Friday is going to be, that'll be nuts.
Oh, and the Blackhawks parade's tomorrow.
By the way, you know the other thing real quick about the Blackhawks that I didn't know was a tradition, and I don't know if it predates Quinville or not, but this is the third time the cup in the last 6 years. Pictures were all around yesterday. So I guess the tradition fans just go to Joel Quinville's house, paper the hell out of it. It's hysterical.
I thought that was cool.
It's unbelievable how much toilet paper is on that man's house. He doesn't get pissed. It's like Parrish win the cup. Fans go to his house, and they just toilet paper the hell out of it. I think it's awesome.
The U.S. team beating Nigeria 1-0 in the Women's World Cup on a goal scored by Abby Wambach right before the half. The win gives the Americans a first-place finish and sends them into the next stage. Wambach into Sinitai on the all-time list for World Cup goals with 14, alongside German Birgit Prinz, who also has 14, just ahead of them. The Brewers Hall of Fame broadcaster Bob Uecker actually suffered a concussion the other night.
Dude, he took a ball to the head.
Yeah, so they were wondering whether he was work.
He took a ball to the head.
Mm-hmm.
Worked that game to the sixth inning and left because he got me.
Yeah.
Uecker's old as hell.
81.
Yeah, so he, six didn't work and then wasn't there last night.
Yeah, they said otherwise, besides the concussion, doing well and resting up at home. Now, are odds makers already looking into Cox as the favorites to win again?
No, they won't win. They won't repeat.
At
I mean, that's
7
ridiculous.
To 1, right behind is at 8 to 1, and then the Ducks, all in Pittsburgh, both 14 are at 18 to 1 odds. Buffalo, Carolina, and Arizona in last place.
We're better than 18 to 1 odds.
100 to 1. Bryce Harper got his 22nd home run of the season, leading the Nationals, Tampa Bay Rays. The Orioles hit 8-2 by Manny McKinney, 19-3 blowout of the Phillies.
Man, that's unreal.
Also, the Clippers with a new logo ready to go could unveil it within the next day or so. They are adding black to the red, white, and along with adding an alternate black. They're saying the team is being rebranded. The team is not going to go anywhere. And congratulations again to NASCAR's
Dixon. Congrats, Junebug.
Popping the quick friend Amy while they're on vacation in Germany. Let's look at news and sports.
XL 102.
Hi, I'm Marley Dance from Dance and Sporting Goods. Father's Day is right around the corner. At Sporting Goods, we have all your Father's Day gifts. You can only imagine how this and my dad a gift. With a Getty, Pelican, Big Green Egg, Southern Fried Cotton, and Salt Life. Or that special Rod and Reel combo that my dad's been eyeing. For your shooting dad, we have a great select of guns like Ruger, Glock, SIG, Smith & Wesson, Taurus, and many more. Plus, rifle and shotguns by Browning, Beretta, Benelli, Remington, and others. The best gifts of all. A Dance's gift card. Like, from our family to yours, we would like to wish all the dads a happy Mother's Day. Hi, I'm Marley Dance. Let my dad Marlon says, come on, get you some.
Dance's Sporting Goods at South Colonial Heights. Like us on Facebook or check us out online at Dance's Sporting.
For one morning show. Elliot on XL 102.
Chicago for Lollapalooza. Giving away a trip a day all week long. Now you and your guests, you will win a trip to go to Lollapalooza. We'll take care of your airfare. Now, and we'll give you VIP tickets for Lollapalooza July 31st through August 2nd at Grant Park in Chicago. Paul McCartney's there. Metallica and the Machine there. To Elliot, 865-5468. Now you and your guest, you're going to Lollapalooza.
Rapinoe.
Elliot in the morning.
XL 102.
Need a good reason to hurry into McGeorge Toyota? 900. Right now, we're offering incredible deals on 900 vehicles, including over 100 new 2015 Camrys, start $1,998. Plus, financing for 60 months. That's just $1,667 per thousand finance with approved credit through TFS. Plus, it comes with 2 years of no-cost maintenance and another 2 years of no-cost maintenance. That's 4 years of no-cost maintenance and 0% APR for 60 months on brand-new 2015 Camrys starting at just $19,998. For factory rebates, you just add tags and $495 processors, like our incredible selection, won't last. Sale ends June 30th. To 919 West Broad or McGeorge Toyota. With over 100,000 happy customers, we earn your trust every day.
Hey, it's just about a year ago because I made the switch to the nicest crew in the 804 who know everything about the world of vaping and who want to get to know you. That's the difference. Dad's Day's coming up. Let's get. What a great gift. For Father's Day, and because of the high demand, they're going to extend their big sale from last week. So you purchase Dad a dual EVOD or an email starter kit, and you save fire purchase, and you get your first bottle of e-liquid free. Take Dad in for a consultation to pay to put an iStick 50-watt to 2-tank, and you save 10% on your entire purchase, too. And it seems like they're always throwing a great... Again, this Saturday, we're going to have a special tasting event. Chris and Lena Beaver are coming by. Meet them, amazing line of flavors, and choose which you want in stock at Voltage Vaping. That's cool. And a ton of door prizes every day. To get by Voltage between now and July 2nd and enter to win a black email mega kit free held on Friday, July 3rd. Voltage Vaping.
Wherever you're headed, get road ready this summer with the right parts and helpful advice at AutoZone. Oh, and also maybe win an Emmy and a VIP experience at the Ford, possibly a brand new Ford F-150 just for entering the AutoZone Summer Road Trip Sweepstakes. Stop in AutoZone, get ready for summer, and enter for a chance to win today. AutoZone. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 years of age. Visit AutoZoneSummerSuites.com for rules. Sponsored by AutoZone Parts Incorporated.
Your feet put in a heart and a heart. Exactly how they feel and smell. Odor Eater super activated insoles control sweat and all day. Stop sweat and odor while experiencing cushioned comfort. Wear your shoes in comfort. Kick them off with confidence.
Sorry, you know someone at work who have a friend or family member that drives a Toyota. So ask them what they like most about their Toyota. Is it the technology? Style? Then search buyatoyota.com to find the Toyota that's right. Plus check out special offers that can make buy or lease your new Toyota. You'll find 0% APR financing on 9 Toyota models, including new 2054 Camry, Prius, and Sienna vans. Plus, check out well-appointed Avalons, Drive Highlanders, and rugged 4Runner. 2 years of no-cost maintenance included. Special APR financing available to qualified buyers. APR terms vary by model, not all models. All buyers will qualify. There's normal factory scheduled service, plan of service, minus 2,000 miles, whichever comes first. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for New York for details. July 6th. Toyota, help you your drive. Just ask a friend who drives one. Toyota. Let's go places.
It's starting to be a problem on 95 southbound approaching the Bryant Park area and 64 approaching the Chaco Valley Bridge for westbound. Reported for Broad at 18th Drive and a stalled vehicle, Ridgefield Parkway at Gaskins.
Now, back on XL 102.
Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is me?
Yes, it is. Who are you?
Bill.
Bill, how are you, sir?
Good now.
Bill, you're going to Chicago, my friend.
Nice.
You and a guest will Chicago for Lollapalooza. You will see Metallica. You will see Florence and the Machine. You will see Paul McCartney. You will see 3 days of music in Chicago. That is awesome for you.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
Listen, Phil, I'm going to call Bailey. She'll get you your seat assignment, and we will send you to Chicago. We'll take care of your hotel. VIP tickets for Lollapalooza, but trip every day this week, and you get the one for today. I'm very happy for you.
Wow.
Absolutely. Hold tight one. Like I said, Kaylee just needs to get some info. Susan, call me when you get back, all right?
Yeah, no problem.
You got it, dude. Hold on 1 second for me. Tomorrow and Friday will be the week that you will win your trips to head to Chicago for Lollapalooza. God, love giving away a trip every day. That's the greatest thing. So two more trips this week. Again, if you need any information about Lollapalooza and the trip, Facebook, EITM online. Can we get into the St. Louis Cardinals thing for a second? Do I think it's too big? Like, it's a massive story. Huge. And not just... I was just going to say baseball. Now, because it's baseball, it makes it a very, very popular, or you can put a face with it. But I love the story. And I do think it's massive. Maybe I'm way off.
It's a big deal.
But the whole idea, and first of all, and it's really weird because I do, for the most part, tend to like the Cardinals organization. Very well run. Guys just go there and perform. Almost as long as you can remember, they're always competitive. They're always good. And like I said, they let a guy like Pujols walk. They bring somebody else in, skip a beat. Like, that team is solid. I just feel like that's one of those teams where you bring somebody in, he doesn't want to be the guy that's like, oh, man, I'm the one not. That team is just great. And they have been. And I mean, they have good history. Now listen, if you go, you'll find no shortage of people who are thrilled to death to see that the Cardinals are But you, I mean, you got to remember, you got Chicago right around there, so Cubs fans hate them. Milwaukee fans hate them. I mean, anybody in that area hate them. Yeah. But that team is very run. So when the story comes out yesterday, the Cardinals, and by the way, to try to just throw some no-name, low-level dude under the bus and go like, oh, well, it was just one guy who was hacking in. BS. Hey, didn't they? And so the FBI and the Justice Department for hacking into the Houston Astros system. Now, the reason it was the Astros, because you would look at it and go, if you're going to hack into any teams, why would you pick this common nickname?
Mm-hmm.
But one used to work for the Cardinals, I left and became a front office. So there is an argument of, hey, listen, it's not really, it's on the field. It doesn't change.
You can make an argument.
No. And please do. But I'm just saying, you will find people that go, hey, listen, that didn't mean right a great pitcher. It doesn't make Waka pitch. It didn't give Holiday a hitting streak. So you'll get guys that'll say it's performance on the. Now you will get people that'll go, hey, listen, maybe we scouted this. I'm making this up. A B. Boy, they scouted him a little higher. Maybe they saw this and they did see. They see this and they could see those. Able to go in and find guys that were scouted differently. Or things about them, or if they knew that somebody else was very interested in taking them, to take them instead.
Exactly, personnel.
They could know.
That's performance on the field.
Yeah. No. I agree with you. They're working on maybe a and the Cardinals didn't know that guy was available. Worse yet, they would. Well, not even worse yet, where they could jump in, but they could also go. Hey, you call a buddy in the league and go, hey, by the way, go after so-and-so. Available. Huh? Trust me, they are. Houston's dealing with them. You know what I mean? So you get all that information.
Yeah.
I love it. That's why I think it's a big deal. There's going to be people that'll go, man, it's baseball. Baseball's boring. Boring. Thrilled. Who cares?
No, it gives some sort of character to a team forever.
I don't want that, though.
No, but it, they become the Patriots of baseball.
Okay, yes, absolutely.
Thing. You question their success in the past, and you question it going forward.
You have to, right?
That's a big have to. For an organization, like you said, a decent amount of success.
They're storied. They are the Yankees of the National League. And I don't just say that as a Yankees fan, but they are to the National League with the
So do people hate them now?
I don't.
Do people hate them because they said Sports Illustrated is saying it's... To them, that motivation could be to cause him.
Maybe.
By leaking information that they would glean from going through the database.
Could be. But then you'll get people that go, you know what, it's no big deal. Just into another team. Who wouldn't do that?
People who are afraid of the FBI.
But that's what I get. There's part of me that goes, okay, you got into, I guess that's different than I just need to cut, like Pepsi and Coke. If Coke were to like break into Pepsi stuff, what is it? Corporate espionage.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what it is?
And that's where you get worse than the Patriots. Because it was just policing
right.
The NFL. Like the FBI wasn't involved.
And so and when you see the FBI involved, you're like, holy crap, dude. Yeah. So that's where it gets really, really bad. Like you didn't just like violate like some league. Like you're violating like business law.
Yeah, the Patriots. It was just
right, like don't fruit your beer, which I did over the weekend when I had a Corona. I love this. You're right. It totally changes how you look at the Cardinals.
Absolutely.
Unless you're a Cardinals fan. And if you're a fan, you go, like, what's the big deal? Just talk all the time. Front office guys talk all the time. Their scouting report was, well, the Astros suck. So who cares? That's what Cardinal fan will tell you. By the way, there's some people that are saying because it's so nasty, it's so illegal, they ought to fold the team. Yeah, which, by the way, you can't do. I read a whole article this morning where they were like, this is so egregious, you have to fold the team. That's much. Oh, Jones is here. Jones, you're a can he hear me? You're a baseball. The story's unbelievable. Jones is into it.
But it definitely
transcends. It has to transcend.
So
baseball.
Asking Jones whether he is
that's fair.
Not good.
But I'm afraid that people will see that. No, you can't get rid of the severe punishment. It's got to be a severe punishment.
I'm wanting to embarrass that guy. For people within the Cardinals who think that this for a lot of the things that St. Louis had done.
Right.
And so they said it wouldn't be surprising that giving them a chance to embarrass him, they would totally go for it.
Okay. But the jail.
Yeah.
Guys are going to go to jail.
It's like you said, it's going to be, there's going to be the fight. It's not going to be anybody of any significance.
See, I disagree.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you're going to see some significant guys go. You have to. When that happens, don't real guys go.
Yes.
Real guys go to jail.
We get higher ups.
Yeah. And this happens, it's a Major League Baseball team.
As Will Leach, a diehard Cardinals fan.
Oh, that was a big deal.
Scapegoating lower level officials and denying any knowledge at the time honored scandal tradition.
He's right, though. It is. Oh, we did.
What are sort of the questions that have. So he's asked, does this mean the Cardinals somehow cheated?
Yes.
Well, everybody has a different definition of cheating. It's why the term gets thrown around more in a pejorative than an actual act. But if your definition is trying to create an advantage other teams did not enjoy, then yes, the Cardinals cheated. And then he writes, the next question is, does this in the past decade plus of success the Cardinals? Well, remember whom you're talking to, but no.
I think it's going to get nasty. I hope it does.
Yeah.
Some weird way you may be right.
I never said that.
It's a character.
I said it gives a character to a team. You think of them as...
I thought you meant like a hero?
It's just something that someone who doesn't know much about sports can throw out in a conversation.
Oh, I can't watch baseball. My God, the whole... But there are people who go, it's not a big deal. So what? You saw some words. How's that any different than hired and she saves her contacts list to and starts calling people on Monday? Everybody. Oh, we got to lock up. Whatever. It's all on my phone. Same thing. No. You know who doesn't think it's the side?
Yeah.
I bet the FBI's having a field day. Oh, I bet they're getting swagged like crazy.
Because it's like sports related?
Yeah! Like
isn't
now.
It fun?
Yeah, no, they're at the Bush Stadium. Yes!
What's that cloud hanging over? Is that going to be there forever? Yep.
Jones says it's like insider trading on Wall Street.
You know what? That excellent. Excellent.
He'll tweet. He won't come in.
No, he
door. The door
oh,
stuck.
Hey, when you pulled into the rat. Damn it. You know what? That's like insider trading. It really is. Guys go to jail for that. That's Bernie Madoff.
Here we go. Here's Will Leach again asking if the organization first definition.
That's right.
If the organization now what they'll be associated with forever, no matter what the findings are. And he writes, if it's true, they do. The players don't, the fans don't, but the team officials
absolutely
deserve every bit of it. Or, if you ask me.
Yeah, no, this is nobody's mad at the players. They're wrong. Players went out there.
Leach ends with the note, I'm not turning on my computer at all. Just kind of joke.
By the way, quick baseball trivia question. Did he win this season?
Yankees?
No.
Cardinals?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, Bernie Madoff defrauded like $1 billion out of people in a Ponzi scheme. That was an insider trade.
Okay, whatever. You understand my point. Don't get me
wrong. This is the kind of thing that I think that the two sort of mid-level, and then MLB is going to gut their farm system, and then they might force them to pay like, I don't know, $10 or $20 million. Yeah, I don't see anything else. Beyond that, the only other thing that I can think of would be Rob Manfred wanted to make a splash as new commissioner and really try to kill this thing, you know, after the steroid era under the old
Bud Selig.
Selig, I was going to say Siegel. Yeah, so this is a kind of They haven't released a whole lot of detail as far as, you know, what kind of damage was done to the Astros.
No, not at all. And neither team's commenting yet.
But you got to think about the Astros in the season right now, with, like, really heavily dependent on their farm system. The scouting reports that are the future for the team for the next 5-10 years or so. Yeah, that's pretty sensitive. I don't think this is going to fool the Cardinals. I mean, you could fool the Rays. No one will care, but not the Cardinals.
Yeah, no. I don't think that you'll see a team get contracted, but how would you use them?
How would you get their farm? They would lose draft picks, probably, like.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, currently going into their system now.
No. I mean, basically, it's a really robust, minor league.
Always.
If they turn off the faucet for a few seasons, you're going to probably have to trade more, and certainly if the Astros and really any other team.
Well, I was going to say, other teams now will be pissed off.
This happens all the time. Everybody does this. But we'll wait and see. Just right now, the guards with the pants down.
Thinking ball's hacking into another team?
I think they're all trying to find, some kind of an edge,
absolutely.
As far as the fraud or whatever it was in this case.
Felony.
It is a felony. Hey, but let me ask
it
you.
It is a felony. It's wire fraud. I mean,
let me ask
FBI
you.
Is involved in
so, okay. We all work for Company A, right?
Right.
In our companies, every year we're considered, in Consumer Reports and everything, we're one of the best there is. We're profitable. People like us, except for our competitors, but we're really successful, and we have the ability to happy be, and get all information. Forget baseball, but it's just opening. Honestly, you all you have to do, you can go in and you know the password. You can find out what their marketing plans be. You can find out what their marketing plans are. You can find out, like, down the road they're looking to kind of put this new spin out or whatever it is. For Company A.
Right. Yeah.
Pardon me?
Personally, no. Or suggesting it to someone else?
I mean, I've seen enough episodes of 24 to realize that everything that happens online pretty much race. I mean, there's no way that you can actually fully conceal that. Anyways, you're always nervous about everything going full into full.
You profitable?
No. I mean, you're asking me personally. If I would do that, I wouldn't.
Yeah, no, I'm asking you personally. Your answer is no?
My answer is ultimately yes.
Diane, she works here at Company A with us.
I mean, I agree with what he said.
I didn't ask you if you agree.
Would I suggest that somebody else in the company do it? Sure.
I know. I'm asking, would you do it?
Me.
Tyler?
It's Procter & Gamble. Gamble jumping in
Kaylee? No? The only one. I would.
You'd be the one doing the dirty work. No problem with that.
I didn't say no problem.
Who wants in contrarian?
No, but I feel like it would be too tempting. I feel like it's
tempting.
Do it. It would be way too tempting.
I feel like if you're profitable and you're already doing well, there would be way too much to risk for that.
Do better.
Well, you're the ultimate capitalist.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll do it.
Sounds like it.
Great, you
don't go to
jail.
No, I'm not going to just send it to me, and she knew. You couldn't tell anybody.
That's a lie.
Your company is going to have to fold because you took...
Oh, acting. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks, man.
Hey, man, go Sox.
I guess he's from Chicago.
it's an fans are pissed now.
Illegal if you do it to your own company?
Yeah.
It is. So if I could hack into, like...
Who are you to?
Just for knowledge. Just
you
for
want
knowledge.
It for your own.
Because you're going to break off and start off.
But if I... No, I'm just asking. So I get it if you hack into Company B. But if I'm an employee of Company A, like, let's say I could get into like, all of Pittman's stuff. Is that illegal?
Just to be accessing it? Did you have to hack into it, or was it a link in an e-market by market? Who's taking that test?
Oh, no, not that. I'm in the... no.
McKelvey.
I'm not supposed to be in his cell or in his files. I've hacked into his files.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
No. Why am I the only one who's honest?
I'm being completely honest.
You wouldn't be that tempted?
The question wasn't about temptation.
Of course there's an ounce of you that's tempted, maybe a few more than just an ounce, but it's way too risky.
Yeah.
But look at Diane, I understand how they were trying to somehow get back or embarrass the former executive.
Right.
But Jesus Christ.
Like, that is true.
Just like,
see, but that's the problem.
Post an embarrassing vacation photo.
That's the problem. You gotta be...
You.
Yes.
Vindictive as hell.
You gotta be careful. What you do with that info?
Well, they probably thought they were being careful.
What do you mean? No, they didn't. They let too many people in. Ships. What do they do, Diane?
Sink ships.
Bingo.
Fireball.
Jones, would you hack in? No! These are either the most squeaky clean, honest people in the world, or the biggest...
I guess it's the former, or at least closer to the former.
Look in the mirror. You know what? I feel like I'm way out here on an island. I would never do that. I was doing that to test you guys.
Jones said
that if somebody started the run, would you go with me?
He said new paint doesn't pay for itself.
Wish worth one in the hand.
Yep.
You dig? But Tyler, is it the same? You can't take files from your computer if you're getting fired. Does that? Everybody does. He does.
But no, it's different.
Proprietary
you're not,
work
you're
stuff.
Not like hacking into anything.
You're still doing any rules. It's proprietary.
Are you an employee at that point?
But can I ask you this?
Or is this when
can
you
I
get
ask
fired?
You this? No, okay. Now I'm up against a hard break. If you, okay, now you go to work for company B, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to work for all the stuff that went on at company A and what they were planning to do. Are you telling Helen? That's against the law. You're on your career information.
Yeah.
Casual conversation.
So that's the reason sometimes they don't observe for 2 weeks, 2 weeks notice.
Yeah, sure. But today I already know stuff that's going on 2-3 weeks from now.
To this concert.
No. You know what I mean, though? Would you tell B?
Yes, at a company of some significance. There are obviously...
I know stuff.
Who say, you've got to be careful because you can't say anything that... can obviously be pointed back at you.
Right. But, like, I know stuff. B, I would tell...
Clad is their...
Oh, I've got so much on them. I've got so much on
that's
them.
That's right. That's right. You have a file on them. that's not even relevant here. That was just for termination.
I keep
you have corporate espionage. Hey, but I have this file. Here, it's all that's on me. Now is it legal?
All right, Kaylee, will you ask these people to hold? I have a lot of people on hold. If you're on hold, don't go anywhere. I'll grab you next.
Elliot in the Morning presents Who's Awake? Elliot in the Morning is sending you Palooza 2015 at Grant Park. Paul McCartney, Florence and the Machine, and so many. Listen to EITM IT and win 5 days, 5 trips. We'll take care of your airfare, you VIP tickets to the Enjoy Chicago and Lollapalooza with your guest. Need more info /EITM online. Travel packages are available at lollapalooza.com. Lollapalooza, a trip a day, all week long. Elliot in the Morning.
Delays remain on Holster while collision at Deer Run Drive. The delays go back to Woodlake Village Parkway. Collisions also reported for Pump Road at Falcon Bridge Drive. Broad at 18th, stalled vehicle, Ridgefield Parkway at Gaskins.
TNT. Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Mobile Share Value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
Oh, and we're hugging. All three of us. Really? Ooh, it smells like bacon.
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. Value plans now come with rollover data on the network using just LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T routine drive. It can wait.
Come into AT&T. Free Samsung Galaxy Tab 4 8.0 when you buy a new Samsung Galaxy S6 Active for zero down.
Limited time offer requires well-qualified credit. Must buy smartphone via AT&T Next tablet with 2-year agreement and activate wireless service on both early termination and other fees. Your fees to supply rollover data on mobile share value plans expire change and is used after monthly plan data. Visit a store for details. Signal strength claim based only on average 4G LTE signal strength for national carriers.
Hey, it's Elliot for Pearson Mazda. Pearson Mazda is a dealership for a better stress purchase of vehicle. They're serious about saving. The faster they sell you a car at the price you want, the more cars that Pearson Mazda is going to sell. So get over to Pearson Mazda. And Pearson Mazda, located in the West End at 9520 West Broad Street, or you can shop online. Just go to PearsonMazda.com.
Don't trust your sleep to an Amazon. Peace with Peace has mattress for most comfortable mattress. An largest selection of name brand. Through Wednesday during Sleepy's biggest beauty rest sale of the season, save big on every beauty rest in the store. With Simmons starting at $292.99. Plus, spring with every beauty rest legend mattress. And free delivery on Tempur-Pedic and Pedic and Sleepy's. The only mattress.
Need cash fast? Call First Virginia at 855-216-6555. First Virginia can provide you with a $1,000 that can be loaded on a Visa card and be used anywhere Visa is accepted. Use your line of credit for whatever you're buying online. There are no monthly finance charges, no credit check. You can make payments or access available credit simply by calling 855-216-6555. Getting the money you need has never been. First Virginia is your trusted neighborhood financial service, open convenient hours, 7 days a week. Associates are committed to getting you the cash you need quickly and easily. Come in and get started. Next, call 855-215-55 or visit firstvirginialoans.com to find a store near you. That's 855-216-6555. First Virginia, your in services center. Prepaid debit card is only from Visa USA USA Inc. Card subject to terms at issuer. All rights reserved.
I love my car. You and me, we've come so far. Whoa, whoa, I lucky stars. I love my car.
Give Check City a try. Virginia's trusted financial resource for over 25 years, now up to $25,000. 15 minutes to get the cash you need at Check City.
I love my car.
Get the cash.
Years after your accident, will you still be in pain?
Wait, even more surgery?
With grandchild.
Or complete simple household chores.
Will you be able to survive financially?
At Allen, personal injury can affect the rest of your life, and we've dedicated our lives to fighting for you.
We're Allen and Allen. Call it.
Call 866-388-7150 today for a free consultation.
Hey, it's TMO, and you're opening their brand new space at 420 East Gray Street. Bigger bar, expand new additions. But of course, your fried green tomatoes and shrimp and grits. Call Juleps to book your next large party, or stop in for check them out, juleps.net or at 420 East Gray Street.
Your dad has done Father's Day. Give him the Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge, the phone that will do every fast charging feature, can restore up to 4 hours of power in just 10 minutes, so he can plug in and get going again soon. Plus, he'll have a 15-megapixel camera in less than a second, so he can take crystal clear pictures of his favorite kid, which is you. Visit Samsung GS6 and get dad everything he wants for Father's Day. Battery life based on estimated usage. Results may vary.
Of the Elliott in the Morning Building, WWDC, Washington, WRXL, Richmond, Elliott in the Morning.
Phone to ring and wake us up again. Lost inside a dream with all the never seems to end.
Would also hat company E. Like if we were A.
Like way down the totem pole, you mean?
Yeah. I want to know what everybody's doing. That's how you everybody cheats. Everybody. Yes, everybody cheats.
Period. Blank yeah. statement.
You've never cheated?
A cheat is committing a felony.
Okay, but it's still, you still have to look in the mirror.
Response to
no, but I mean it's still cheating. It's just I don't
like shoplift or murder. I mean,
okay, well,
it's all
different.
Illegal.
No, but
there's a spectrum.
You're comparing murder and this is just another form of shoplift.
No.
Well, I'm just stealing him. I'm not even stealing. I'm just looking at information. I didn't take anything.
I don't
took knowledge.
I mean, I did take photos.
Jones is convinced that every team does this.
I mean, in some fashion, I don't know if they're going so far as to, like, hacking into files.
No, every team cheats, yes. But it's like there's a big difference between Spygate and this, and espionage.
Yeah, there's a massive difference.
Well, no, the bigger difference is Deflategate and this.
Okay.
Closer.
Yeah, but it's still not.
It's closer.
It's closer, but it's
not as big.
It's closer.
No, nobody's going to jail.
It's closer. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror.
It's all, well, yeah, please.
So what's the,
Diane, you're that, right?
Yeah.
And you all of Burger King's.
I'm not doing it.
You're effing crazy. You're crazy. I'd do it in a second.
You're gonna have to jail.
Yeah.
So that no one messes with you.
By the way, that jail is like you're golfing. That jail's nothing.
All the maybe rich
true,
people.
Maybe true.
Barack Obama. And you can hack into.
That's not my, which they're already doing, so. Yeah,
that's a bad example.
Yeah.
How's
that a bad example?
You're Jones saying every team does it at that point.
No, but at what point do you justify and go, yeah, but I'm still doing it?
Now, do the Cardinals play a part in?
Yes, they do.
Oh, they do?
Baseball is America's.
Yeah. Where am I going? You would. And it's the same question I asked of if you knew you were. By the way, I don't even have to say that. There are people here who back up all the time just in case they get fired. That's illegal. Because then you're taking all your information with you to a new job.
Yes, it is.
No, but that
belongs to the company.
Why are you choosing?
Those are real.
That when you compare them, pale.
Because it's because none of us own a professional baseball team. So I can only use one that works. But you're still breaking the law.
Well, it's your contract. It's in your contract.
In your contract.
If you're a contracted employee.
Right.
All right. And then using them for, like, are they for contacts information?
You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to.
It's a lot different.
Oh, I'll give you that. And but
documents
it's still
you wrote.
It belongs to the company. Fine.
Why are you using that to justify what the Cardinals are doing? Like, that's
because I'm getting
examples.
Information from somewhere else.
Yeah, but this would be, if this is their defense heading into court, they're in trouble.
Oh, God. I break it down to the comments.
Let me introduce Titty.
No further questions.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Elliot, ask Honest Tyler if he could hack and not get caught. The answer would be yes.
By the way, the Chick-fil-A smells too good. You can't name a crime. The answer is you won't get not commit
murder.
Now that you got to live with the scenario.
Still
you
do
got
it.
To live with that. Your bad conscience, you know, whatever the case may be. Anybody honest on this planet that you would ask if you could do X and not get caught and know you're not going to get caught? One person that would say no.
What about the man upstairs?
No.
Yeah. No. See, that doesn't change anything. Because the Cardinals didn't think they would get caught.
No one thinks they're going to get caught.
Right. But by the way, if you're telling me that you could guarantee me that I would never, you could write down anything next to X.
Anything.
Absolutely.
By the way,
yes.
Your co-partner.
I'm not helping Elliot murder someone.
You're not going to get caught.
Murder's off the table.
No, why Elliot's
is that
doing
off,
it.
Why is that off the table?
That's something that just, you don't just touch on murder just because you can murder somebody and get away with it. That's a whole different. Talking about general, run-of-the-mill crime.
Well,
except for murder.
I have to include murder. I'm
be out committing crimes if I got.
Of course, everybody would.
No, I said I.
That's what you said. I would be. I'd be like, me too.
You hear of people all the time who like can't live with the guilt of doing something, even if they didn't get caught. There's still the guilt.
No.
Conscience.
Tyler, that's not true. I have a great
Tyler,
conscience.
Tyler, tell me, Hank, Tyler, that you have always wanted, growing up, that you don't have, and that you could never afford. Entire time. Let me know what that is.
Bentley.
that's yours. That's not
Bentley. No, I don't have any. Like that. This is silly.
I wouldn't steal.
You can walk into a Bentley. No. Forget the Bentley. That was me.
You could walk into a bank and walk out of there with $100 million. You're never going to get caught.
It's dirt money. I would have trouble myself.
Because you were out buying some food.
You're both yelling at me. I can't hear either one.
You can walk in. Hey, thank you, sir. Thank you. You're very smart.
Thank you, sir.
You could walk into a bank and walk out of there with $100 million. You'd never have to work again. Your kids would never have to work again. If they have kids, kids work again.
Might meant it forever.
Besides,
the Cardinals fans.
Nobody knows that you stole $100 million.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so what?
So my own moral would be dismantled.
There's two of us that are on that.
I would.
No, you know what? You're right. I wouldn't be the same person either. I'd be happier. Are you taking $100 million?
New houses.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Pick the crime. Doesn't matter.
Anybody asks where'd all that money come from? Lottery. My ticket finally came in.
You don't have to answer anything.
Well.
Who you? You're not getting caught. That's what the guy get caught.
You don't have to answer to anybody. Why is there a moat around your house now?
I felt like putting one in.
Tom Brick.
No, you can do whatever you want. I'd do it in a second. And I don't care what X is.
What does Kaylee say?
Are you such a goddamn liar?
50-50.
You're not taking $100 million? How about $100? Ridden. Because you can just...
And you have your on-call masseuse come and massage your shoulders.
Victimless crime!
Well, whose money is it?
The bank's money! Who cares? Not
at all.
All right, what's car? No!
It's the man upstairs.
By the way, you know what?
It's for you, not me.
I'm angry right now. Like, now I don't want the car because you're $1 million. Right, the car. By the way, I would never have to spend the money because I won't get caught with that. Yeah. And by the way, if you could only commit one crime, that's where you steal the $100 million. Like you don't, that, you're there.
For my first million wishes.
Right. Oh, that's a good one, too.
I realize this comes off
AG,
like this,
a little bit. Just a little bit.
And it's not... It,
Jones, are you taking... You'll never get caught for a crime. Are you doing everything? Oh, you're such a goddamn liar.
Oh, I don't know.
Nothing?
So the majority of people would not act like you and Diane.
I don't know.
No.
I cried all my rich friends.
By the way, I'll meet the man upstairs. You can excuse me along because you're sitting here lying.
There's no fear in afterlife. I don't want people to think that, oh my God, he finally found Savior. That's not the case at all. I just have my own internal moral setup.
Me too. Hi, Elliot. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Yeah, hi, who's this?
It's Jay.
Hey, what's up, dude?
2 points. First, the company is a non-compete clause, so they can't work for a competing company for a city or whatever. But, Elliot, you, saying you would do it to Company E.
Yeah.
Well, what if Company E is a company and you leave or you hack into it, you take the one big idea that's going to make them big and keep them afloat, you steal it, and then they go bankrupt and they have to close.
Oh, yeah. You're talking to the lawyer side now.
Yeah, no, I'm not in me. I'm in business to help company.
Daddy.
Elliot, you're damn right.
It's still victimless.
It is. And by the way, who is the, here we go. On Twitter. So Elliot is out there being a pedophile if he noted. No.
You'll murder, but you won't do that.
I would be a murderer before I'd be a pedophile.
Wrote bestiality.
The... I mean, that's not even wrong.
That's what Anthony just tweeted. Aside from killing, crimes are not really crimes.
No. Okay. You know what? Pedophilia.
Did you forget about the bestiality tweet?
That he's cool with.
I wouldn't do it, but I'm not going to rule it out. I'm going to rule it out, but I would.
Hey, dog banger.
No. I would never. Like, that's not on the.
You did?
No.
That's his pickup line to a dog. Hey,
you dig?
Hey,
like, that's not on my...
You dig?
That's not on my list of like, crimes. I mean, it is...
Whoa.
It's going well.
No.
But that's not
on my list. Your Honor, can we... We need a recess, Seth.
No, but it's not on a list of things that I would do. On the white noise machine. No, that would never even cross my mind. Murder would cross my mind. $100 million would cross my mind. By the way, Diane, I said,
I'm not banging, Why? Walking into a bank and getting $100 million.
Would you murder?
No.
Damn it. I think I would.
Line three.
Hi.
Hey, Elliot?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, this is Greg. Hey, I'd rob Roger Klessinger. I'll tell you that much.
Hey, well, okay. Rob whoever you want. Well, no, you know what? Can I? I wouldn't rob from an individual.
Well, I'm
Joel.
Yeah. The other part's just wrong.
Yeah, no. Like, I wouldn't go steal someone's money. I would bank and steal their money.
Well, with Roger Clemens, a little personal. When I was 12 years old, so it was 1992, we went to Memorial Stadium.
Right.
And I saw the Red Sox, and I knew Roger Clemens wasn't there. So I went up to the bus. I was like one of maybe 10 people around. I'm a kid. I saw Clemens come off the bus. I said, "Hey, Mr. Clemens, who's..." He stepped to the side and walked right around.
Oh, see,
like,
he's...
I didn't exist.
Yeah, no. That's my Andre Dawson. The hawk,
yeah,
piece
so,
of garbage.
And you know what? It ended up being a pretty decent day because we get in the stadium, a pretty well unknown comes out of the dugout, you know, puts down a seat for everybody, and that was Mike Mussina.
Oh, no kidding! Was it really good for Moose? Good for Moose.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate you.
Have a good one.
All right, talk to you, sir. All right, so we'll man all that. See, it is a big deal. It's a big, big deal. All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break.
Elliot in the morning. Two. Weekdays after Elliot, it's the longest set of commercial-free music in Richmond.
Maybe world.
But probably not. Two commercial-free. 2 hours of in.
I'll make a scene.
Richmond's alternative.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Authorities have cleared an early internet street at Deer Run Drive. Still some small residual delays. Also, earlier collisions include Pump Road at Fountain Bridge, Broad at Equate and Gaskins. Travel volume on the upswing for northbound 288 between Midlothian and Huguenot Trail.
This report is brought to you by Ortho Deer Be Gone Repellent. Deer, but not when they're eating your plants. Protect your garden with Ortho Deer Be Gone. That animals are repelled by, but it won't hurt critters. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Learn more at ortho.com.
Your money is all about trust, knowing it will be safe and secure. And no one does that better than Argent Credit Union. Hey, Gary Hess here, members for years. And we know firsthand they take care of you like no one else. If you're buying loans with only 3% down, or was 1.99% APR. Just go to argentcu.org for an application, and they'll get back to you with a quick approval. Plus, once it's done, Argent makes it convenient with online bank. When it's a matter of trust, credit union.
Do not worry. I am here to protect you. No longer will you be slowed down. You'll be free to do what you were made to do. Roam the streets of Mumbawa.
Great. Pour the oil in instead of making it talk to the engine.
Yes, I can. Time is up, sludge. Say goodbye.
Ha ha ha. Be road ready with Master Motor Oil and a filter for $22.99.
The value and the quality are unmatched, definitely unbeaten in the jewelry industry.
Meet Diamonds Direct's Ken Hallman, who says no place
in the industry for 40 years now. There is no other company that can create or do what we do for our customers when it comes to value and when it comes to customers.
Right at the source, Diamonds Direct's unique advantage is the ability to cut out layers of the process from the mines to the showroom.
Our costs, just from the beginning, is just less than a typical retail jewelry store. So we're able to pass that amazing savings on to our customers.
So you can get a better quality diamond at Diamonds. So get her that one-of-a-kind ring from Top Light, Ori, Verragio, Henry Dawson's, more.
It's just incredible how many amazing lines.
Diamonds and Direct, combining unrivaled selection unlike any other. Richmond's direct diamond importer. Short Pump, West Broad Village.
It's the Hot Wheels sales event only at Rick Hildreth GMC in Richmond. You too can be a hands-on driver by visiting the large selection of vehicles in Richmond. Brand new location just a quarter mile past West Street. Over 500 new vehicles and 7,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Right now, get up to 14 grand off Silverados and 3 grand off Equinox and 5 grand off all Malibus. Get your 72 months plus 2 grand off all 2015 Camaros, Chevy Tahoe, up to 6 grand off Acadias, up to 6,500 off new Enclave. Saving some cold hard cash. Roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's HendrickRichmond.com. At Rick Hendrick with GMC in Richmond, a Hendrick driver.
RP. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates. No money down and $13.88 per thousand with approved credit.
Your Richmond Kicker. Richmond Kicker. Major League Soccer's Columbus Crew out of the U.S. Open Cup this Wednesday night at City Stadium. Happy hour. Food trucks. Live music and craft beer on 6. Cup at 7. Gets.com.
Hey, it's TMO. And Juleps is finally opening their brand new space at 420 East 23. Expanded new cocktail additions. But of course, you're still getting those and shrimp and grits. Call Juleps to book your next large party or stop in for dinner Monday through Saturday. Check them out, juleps.net or at 420 East Grace.
If you're a home builder or commercial contractor running a construction trailer or an entire building, Temp Power has you covered. Temp trailer mounted and portable generators up to 500,000 watts. Temp Power also carries light towers and temporary air conditioning so you can work around the clock regardless of weather. Deliveries too. It's Temp you need on the worksite. Temp Dash. Call Brian. 308-3414. 308-3414.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Elliot in the morning. XL.
Lately there ain't no been waking up alone. Just me and the TNT TV and a city, you ain't ever coming home. But today, the tears ain't gonna hit the floor. Cause I'm getting a call in my name, headed on out the door. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's got beer, air's too cold to think about. You're gonna take all acres, hard get away, save it for a rainy day.
Haley, will you do me a favor? I've asked for somebody going into a break. My apologies. Will you see if you can find me a person or two who a drone, please? I have a question that I need it.
But man, are you using yours?
I haven't used it yet.
Oh, it will be
like a fly in humidity.
Jack Jagger.
And I want to play with it.
5 months ago.
You know what? This weekend. But Kaylee, will you find me somebody? I need somebody who has a drone, please. 866-2-Elliot, 866-235-5458. Also, real quickly, four things. Number one, coming up in a little bit, I will have tickets for you to go to the Quicken Loans National. That's at the Robert Hub in Gainesville. Benefits the Tiger Woods Foundation. Is there a big golf tournament this weekend?
So?
Is that the one that's this weekend? It is? It's like in prime time, aren't they? It's always on primetime TV? Oh, I had no. Oh, well, it's on in prime time. That's number one. Number two, I mentioned our buddy Brad Meltzer will be in here tomorrow. Talk about the president's shadow. You can meet Brad ahead of his in D.C. He'll be at Politics and Pros. Starting at 7 o'clock tonight, you can go by on Connecticut Avenue. The president's book, that's out and available, just came out. So he'll be in here tomorrow morning. And then, I mentioned is, don't forget, we're giving away a week to go to Lollapalooza. Gave away the one already today. So tomorrow, we'll give away another one. That'll be our fourth, and obviously, today. All right, let me grab line two. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Is it great?
Yeah.
Great.
How you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
I'm doing excellent, thank you. Are you a drone operator?
I do. I own a drone, yeah.
Do this. What do you do with it?
Well, originally I make TV commercials, and I bought it for that, but we don't use it for that anymore. For the FAA rules, rather.
Oh, it says that you can't use them to commercials?
Technically, you can't use it for commercial purposes. They're still working on, I believe they're still working on rewriting all the law. I'll figure that out.
Oh, that's interesting.
About you can use it, like, so just any person, and I can probably try to use it.
Yeah. Right. I understand. So, stupid rule. So, it needs to get caught up. Play with it and use it for whatever personally. It's just when you start making money off of it, then you can't do it.
Exactly.
Hey, are you hip to drone thing?
Online.
Is it awesome?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a little bit. I'm not sure what kind of drone you have, but it's probably using this built to go faster and more maneuverable.
I can't.
The drone I have is built for filming.
And right.
We're getting good footage.
But they talk about, somebody sent me the article and asked, I can't tell you exactly what kind of, mine's more hobby-based than speed-based. But I guess there's like a whole underground world. By the way, it's no different than, you know, a group of people that meet on like some abandoned road or some, you know, isolated road and race car. Guys are like meeting up in drones.
Yeah, and a lot of them, they'll use the first-person camera on the front, and the first-person goggles that they can see what the drone sees, and they're racing first person.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I didn't even realize that. This just got into that. I mean, I don't know how there's money that's being exchanged. It's drag racing. I mean, it really it's
funny.
It is. It's modern day drag racing where you get guys that are racing for drones.
Pinks.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, I'm not even lying.
Yeah, and I don't know any much about that in the culture, but if you look on YouTube, your videos. Drones just for that purpose, around like wood courses and in the forest, wherever.
But that almost makes it, well, I don't want to say league, but like where it's like being like put on or sponsored by somebody.
I don't know. No idea.
That's pretty cool. All right, dude. Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, take it easy.
Isn't that pretty badass?
I mean, it's different. I do think of you like listening to the Nemuse album. The whole album is centered.
Right.
Obviously. And photography business.
Oh, at my wedding?
Song, it's like...
Thank you.
Dreams, like, here come the drones and their sirens, and I'm like, oh, God, he's causing... And then it ends style chorus, and it talks about being killed by drones, and I picture funerals of those who attended that wedding.
Let's get out of the box.
That's okay. I have to start. I have to start somewhere. Where am I going? Line three? By the way, and it's not just here. Apparently it's all, apparently in Australia, it's massive. But isn't that kind of cool?
Are they a lot more, is it just a case where tons more people have them there?
That I don't know. I feel like everybody's got
or something else that you would,
it's illegal. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. But yeah, you don't, when was the last, or the drone that lost control? You don't. Yeah, somebody sent me the artist, the underground drone ring. I love it. Line three. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, good morning, Elliot.
Hey, who's this?
This is George.
Hey, what's up, George?
Hey, I've got multiple drones. I just thought I'd call in and see. I've got a race, and then I've got one that I use for photography.
Right. You're not doing weddings, are you?
No. Okay, no weddings, cool. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
Promise. No, just houses, and it's just cool stuff. I don't do it professionally. It's just for fun.
I do. The, like the ones that you race, where are you doing that?
Well, actually, I live in northern suburbs, and you've got various fields that were set up just for RC stuff and helicopters, and then the drones are considered helicopters, and they just race. They'll race courses and do all kinds of stuff, and then there's just some that are set up for not racing, and then you have ones racing but also taking pictures, you know, just all around cool stuff. So they'll wear the goggles. I don't know if you've seen those or not.
But they do talk about the first-person POV of the race.
Yes. You can get that on your on a phone app too. I have that on Alma that comes right into my phone, so I can sit there and look at it. But they also have it so Fat Shark and Google Goggles kind of eyes, and all you see is this was only the camera on your drone. So that's all you see.
Awesome.
Virtual realities.
Hey,
cool.
Let me ask you this: like when how long? Like they an event that took place in Australia. I say event like it was put on. It was totally, but where like this group met up. They practiced for 5 hours, and then they had the hours. Like, do they go forever?
That does seem forever. I don't know how they do that. Most of the racing drones that I know of only fly maybe 10 minutes long, so there must have been a lot of battery changes and stuff. I have a Phantom 2 Vision will fly 25 minutes, but that's it.
Oh, dude, I got a Phantom 3 that'll go about 40.
Is that what you got as the Phantom? Nice.
Thank you. I shouldn't say forgot it for music. The announcing, like, who do you like?
Just a whole group of guys. Yeah, there's nothing I want to say. There's no structure
women
to it or anything. You know, it's a group thing.
Hey, do they ever do? Not that I would not suggest that you do it. Are there groups where, like, I mean, listen, if you can race it, you can also crash air. No, I'm being serious. Are there guys that have, like, battle drones and stuff?
Because
good idea.
It's usually you guys are putting a lot of money into those things. You know, when you get into the first-person view, you have to buy it off. So now you're talking antennas and receivers and cameras, and you're going to set. No, it's not as expensive as Phantom 3, but even the racers with the first-person view, you're still $500 or so.
Hey, I have to ask. I don't want to lose them.
Phantom 3 is $1,300 that I bought out.
$1,300?
No, that's ridiculous.
What did the Phantom 2 set you back?
I got it used off eBay. It was a Phantom 2 Vision Plus, so it had accessible. So I got it for under $700 with a hard case, which I really liked.
It's not bad. And I mean, I'm not trying to rub it in, but it makes all the difference in the world.
Oh, I'm sure it does. It does. My first one of this
line. You'll get there. Oh, I mean, yeah. Mine'll kick yours ass.
Nice.
Good point. That's a point. Fastest car in the world loses if it's not running. All right, dude. Hey, listen. Hey, you know what? Let me know when you guys are going out. I might want to join in.
I can do that. I can also send you some videos and stuff, and you can see what it looks like when they're actually up in the air.
It's Dan at DC1.
I can do that.
Yeah, and just like in the subject line, I'm like that.
Okay.
All right, later, bro.
If the attachments are smaller than 10 megabytes, it filters them out. So make sure that the file attached is bigger than 10 megabytes.
Fireball.
You dig? Hi. Hi, Elliot.
Hi, this is me.
Hi, Tess.
This is Meg.
Hey, what's up, Meg?
Hey, you mentioned drone moving all around a corner and crashing, and I have seen that happen.
Oh, no. The point that I was making is, like, you'll see where, like two loses control and flips the car and everybody's hurt. I'm just talking about when you're racing a drone. Yes,
this one did damage to a building, and actually.
Where was that?
We were up in Maine. My boyfriend makes these, and he's been making them for years, and we were up for his wedding, and he brought his newest one with him. And it was taking some aerial shots while everybody was getting into position for something. Since I had been flying for about 4 years, I could tell when it turned around and it took this real turn and back to the right and just headed straight on building thing and smashing right in front of the official wedding photographer.
Ooh.
And there was a camera to see the film of the thing.
That's cool.
And she just kind of watches it walk, you know, fly in front of her and walk past crash.
Hey, what drone was that? A custom HM?
It was a custom made. All of his stuff is custom made. The body he's using right now, that it's a carbon fiber body that he ordered, but all of the pieces are designed.
I gotcha. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah. The first time he took it up, he has all of his most spectacular. The first time he took out his sister's vegetable garden. So
I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
Get
to you later. God, now I want to go get that Phantom 3 out. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Elliot.
Yeah, hey, who's this? Yes.
Hey, I know.
Hey, what's up, Josh?
Hey, man, booked you for my wedding?
Now you really got to get it out of the box.
Yeah, when are we tying the knot? I could probably do it. You know what? I don't want to dare. Because I don't want to, I don't want somebody, if I have to bump you on that date, because I don't want
this is the deal. I will pay you, open bar.
I'm sorry?
Open bar. That's how you get it.
And operating it. And it'll be at your funeral.
Yeah, you know what? Let me get.
Well, it's got a manor inner on the eastern shore. It'll have plenty of room. It's Warsaw.
Oh, I know that place. That's pretty good. I get my Phantom 3 around that. All right, you know what? Hold on one sec. I also want the regular meal. I don't want the server's meal.
All right, I think I can pull some strings or something. I don't know.
All right, hold tight one second. Hold on one second, please. Great man.
I don't know what happened.
I do. That Phantom 3 hit him.
1 minute he was at the bar. Talking to the drone operator. And then I think the guy went to footage.
Good, by the way.
I love the album.
What does Muse make you think of that?
That's
see her new picture.
Out in that bikini in Greece?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I saw that. Makes me want to go to Greece. She looks great, though, doesn't she?
It almost looks like because
that was a euphemism.
That's doing it Greek.
Somebody's a Greek.
Because of the color, she almost looked naked.
Yeah, I know. Oh, in my mind, she was. Beautiful. It's a hell of a picture. Like the whole record like this? I haven't heard the whole record.
It's not like this.
But this is a funeral when I take them out during my photography.
Thumbs up the cause of death.
All right, let me do that. We'll come back. Diane's got some news. After that, you get yourself tickets to go to the Loans National. Out of Loans. So give me a quick break. We'll give you those tickets next.
A collision may slow you. It's on the right shoulder of 95 southbound between Adley Elmont and 295. Travel volume still an issue north of Midlothian to Huguenot Trail. And catch you on the south side, Turner Road.
Hey, did you see Priority's Value Your Trade ads on TV? Well, let me tell you, it was a huge success. Priority traded in more than 200 cars from rental car fleet auctions. These are great local cars. And we've moved some of the best values to our used car super centers. Priority West End just off West Brook. West Priority Car Super Center in Petersburg. This way below Kelly Blue Book. Many below $10,000. All are ready to go. All come with Priorities for Life. Oil and filter changes and state inspect engine guaranteed for life. Pickups, SUVs, minivans, and every make and model car you can think of. Frankly, we don't expect them to last long, so if you're looking for a great buy on a car, you need to act now. Check them out at West End Supercenter on Carousel just off West Broad, Priority Used Car Supercenter in Petersburg, or used.u.com. That's Priority. Dom at Priority. Used car buyer. You can have.
Hey, it's Elliot, and if you need an adrenaline fix, get on the track at G-Force Karts now. Right across the street from RIR, a quarter-mile track full of twists, and see how fast you can push them. Take your friends, take your coworkers, get an authentic racing experience. Also, take it from me, it completely kills your time. Site and take a look for yourself at gforcekarts.com, and we'll see you on the track.
People wonder how Cap Center Mortgages can offer costs and great rate.
Whether Cap Center's low interest rate and no closing costs was really on. Where can you get that covered? They say they're doing it, and they do it. We had closing documents from Swift for 15 years. Cap Center closing docs, the Harrison. When you're looking at $1,000 in closing costs, we just had to go with Cap Center. You got to check out Cap Center. Zero closing costs, competitive interest rates, and the I'm Suzanne Gregory, and I'm a customer. Cap Center's like a cherry on top.
Yum. Call 1-804-968-5000 or visit capcenter.com for a free quote. Apply based on credit score, loan to value, LS number 67717. Get information at nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Your feet put in a heart that they feel and smell. Odor Eaters control sweat and odor. Immediate super activated formulas destroy odor, absorb sweat, and leave feet dry and comfortable with confidence. Odor Eaters.
Food beans. Get beans and a lot of artificial ingredients, like tertiary butyl hydroquinone. Then cook until you smell regret. Chipotle's beans, gently simmer beans, real ingredients, like oregano. That's pure Chipotle.
From the creator of Gator Show.
Some measure of necessary to do the job. You take that outside the hospital, and there will be complications.
Muslim series, come tomorrow at 9 Central on U.S.
Need cash back? Call First Virginia at 855-216-6555. First Virginia can provide you with a $1,000 prepaid Visa card and be used anywhere. Use your line of credit for whatever you need, even for buying online. There are no minimum monthly finance charges, no credit check, or access available credit simply by calling 855-216-6555. Getting the money you need has never been easier. First Virginia is your trusted neighborhood financial services service for hours, 7 days a week. Associates are committed to getting you the cash. Come in and get started. Call 855-216-6555 or visit firstvirginialoans.com to find a store near you. That's 855-216-2155. First Virginia, your center. Prepaid debit card issued pursuant to license from Visa USA Inc. Card subject to terms and conditions and consumer. All rights reserved.
You know, business trips start with a choice.
Stay or go? You can pause palms. Start at your natural room. Just remember, you gotta get done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast. A range of choice hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
Back to Elliot in the Morning. Ooh.
You wanna love me, you gotta do it to the right. Cause every queen need a king who wants a fight. All day, all night. We could do it in the showers. Set up for a car. Hit it every hour. So much more.
Boo. Don't play the song, show the video. How hot's this video, Diane? I'll say this. It's impossible. Look at that. If you're a guy, it's impossible to watch this video and not get a boner.
All right.
Oh, I just watched the video. I'm telling you, it is. It's in the video and not chubby. Honest. We got to get into some news after. I'll give you your tickets to the Tiger Woods Open. Wait, can I ask Kaylee something real quick? The U.S. Open, it starts tomorrow. It's on primetime television. Tomorrow night is on TV. Tomorrow night, regular primetime, it is on.
Who's showing it?
Live, and it's not like, oh, here the way. Oh, look at young Jordan. See, no, it's like they're showing. Like I say, I read that one of them doesn't even date at the night. Why, I can't hear you. What? Oh, I see. Oh, it's out west. That would make sense. Oh, it's out there. Well, there's probably no lights here.
Under the lights at the golf course.
The they've played on TV once.
Okay.
I saw it. John Daly was in it.
With the neon ball.
Whatever. I saw it. The but they're airing it tomorrow. I don't know what was taken up, like time, to show it. I was reading that. I don't know if it's doesn't even tee off until like 5 o'clock. That's lit. That would throw off. I mean, anymore anyway. I am going to give you tickets to his tour, his golf stop, though.
not anymore.
All right, Diane, let's get into Solis.
The victims killed in a balcony collapse.
Oh, see, I told you. You know what? Bad timing, Elliot. Bad timing. Somebody just sent me the emoji con after watching the video. Boner. Okay, you know what? And you know what? Let's calm it all down.
He didn't mean emoji con. What he said. That's a convention.
No. Let's bring it down. Let's get into some news. Please.
Berkeley, California balcony collapse. Identified students, 5 from Ireland, and when officials from the nation are calling a national tragedy, they were trying to figure out still what caused the collapse. Early yesterday, more than 7 people seriously. There's speculation that anywhere from 12 to 14 people may have been on the balcony during this party. You know, conservatives should be on a balcony. I think it's not that old, though. It was just built.
When I saw the building, I was surprised at what the building
you
was
were
like.
Expecting
I
it to be something
like old and run down.
Yeah. The white fence jumper sentenced to 17 months in prison yesterday. That's 43-year-old who was also ordered to stay out of the district altogether, as well as give up guns and knives and allow the U.S. access to his medical records. Be under probation for 3 years. His attorney saying he is expected to continue with the mental health treatment plan for the rest. He said, I never meant to harm anyone. I want to commit to maintain my treatment. That he's been incarcerated.
He's very lucky.
Some new health studies out today. New published findings say that eating milk chocolate might actually for years we've heard that dark now milk chocolate is also getting some attention. People who regularly ate chocolate, 11% less attack, stroke, or other cardiovascular problems than those who ate none at all. There's a study that shows that antibiotics may be a viable alternative, appendix surgery if you're suffering from appendicitis. They said, gallbladder.
Gallbladder, that's right.
Affected by appendicitis at some point in their lives, that works out to about 300,000 people per year. They basically took, you know, 5, kind of split them down the middle. Some who were suffering immediately had the surgery. Those was said to be successful. So in the other part of the study, there was a good amount of people who were treated with antibiotics, and that turned out to be very successful surgery down the road. But it's not immediately rushed
like
into
rushed
surgery.
Rushed into immediate surgery?
As so many people were. Another health university researcher saying videos increase people's energy and positive emotions.
Diane.
They say it helps give emotions within you are watching videos when they should be doing something. The emotional payoff may actually help people take on tougher tasks.
Benefit.
Afterward, had to cancel some kayaking trips yesterday in Virginia Beach. Saw a 9-foot bull shark killing some dolphins at the northern end of Virginia Beach. They said, of course, with the sighting yesterday, who were just
Carolina, and then you got Mary Lou.
North Carolina. They erred on the side of caution there. Sad news out of Hollywood. Tommy Chong announcing that he is battling cancer again. He tells that he is undergoing treatment for rectal cancer. He had been previously diagnosed with prostate cancer in 2012. I'm using cannabis like crazy. Than ever before.
That's sad.
Yeah. Congratulations to Alice Shee on Instagram announcing this morning that she had her little baby boy, saying, "We're happy to announce the birth of Ruffius Baldwin." They also have a little girl named Carmen, who is nearly 2 years old. Sports, for the first time in 40 years, NBA champions after beating Cleveland 97 last night to win that series 4-2. Andre Iguodala was named as your series MVP for the U.S. women's over Nigeria to win the group. So now they head on to the round of 16. They'll play Monday. Still waiting to hear out.
Matter. Abby will beat them.
Going up against. So a police report out of New Orleans showing that Saints backup quarterback Ryan Griffin had to get more than 50 stitches on his face after he was struck by a champagne bottle during a brawl happened at the Apprentice Lounge just in the morning. So he spit in, and then they started jawing between each other, which is when the champagne bottle came out. His lawyers are saying they're pretty confident who is responsible for that. For his 22nd home run of the season, leading the Nationals 16-4 Tampa Bay. They're back home tonight. And the Orioles.
How about the Orioles put up 19 runs yesterday?
19.
I have seen a team in person put
yeah. Over the Phillies, they'll continue that series tonight as well. That's a look at news.
XL 102.
What's the next best next certified used from McGeorge Toyota? Right now, we're offering incredible deals on one of the next largest selections of vehicles, including 2014 Toyota starting at just $14,494, 14 Toyota Camry LEs starting at just $15,683. That's under $16,000. Tags and $595 processing fee. Plus, special 2.9% APR financing is available with approved credit through to every vehicle is backed by the McGeorge Certified Vehicle Promise, which gives you state inspections for life, 1 year of free oil changes, and just on pre-owned care. So if you're a vehicle you can trust, hurry into the McGeorge Certified Sales Center at 770500 and McGeorgeToyota.Toyota. With over 100,000 happy customers, we earn your trust every day. 30th.
Richmond's number one morning show, Elliot in the Morning on XL Wixabo.
Give you a pair of tickets to go to the Quicken Loans National. Benefits the Tiger Woods Foundation. 866-2-ELLIOT. Sorry. 866-235-56.
Rapino to the middle. Run made. And there's one.
Elliot in the Morning.
A collision may slow you. It's on the right shoulder of 95 South and 295. Travel about 288 from Midlothian to Huguenot Trail. And a collision will catch you on the South Midlothian.
Getting to the
Yet what so many people have learned is that when you drive the award-winning Jeep Cherokee or the versatile Jeep Cherokee, that's the beginning. Like Grand Cherokee, the most luxurious SUV in its class and a 7-mile highway driving range. Three available 4x4 systems and precision-crafted interior. Where you go is entirely up to you. We'll discover why Jeep brand continues to be the best-selling SUV brand. Join us now. Discover event. Well-qualified, low-quality, competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2015 Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4 for 2 months with $24.99 to license extra. Ward segmentation summit model based on total SUV sales over the past 12 months in the 2014 Ward's light vehicle segment. Call 1-8-DETAILS. Requires dealer capital. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Buy and take delivery by 6:30. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey, Dollface. Summer is here, so it's time to get your kitty pretty with a practically paintless Brazilian bombshell. Show your locks some love, cut in color from the best. Top it off with Michelle airbrush tan that's never orange and always sexy. I love bombshells.
Don't trust your sleep to an amateur. Only Sleepy's has mattress, the most comfortable mattress. And only Sleepy's has the largest selection of names. Now through Wednesday during Sleepy's biggest beauty rest sale of the season, save big on every beauty rest in the store with Sing at $299. Plus hot spring with every beauty rest legend mattress. And free delivery on Tempur-Pedic and more. Sleepy's, the only mattress.
Chances or have a friend or family member. So ask them what they like most. Is it the dependability, the technology, style? Then search buyatoyota.net that's right for you. Offers that can make now the perfect time to buy or lease your new Toyota. Build your financing on 9 Toyota, including new 2015 RAV4, Camry, Prius, and Sienna vans, Pontiac Avalons, all-wheel drive Highlanders, and rugged 4Runners, which all come with 2 years of no-cost maintenance included. Financing available to qualified buyer. Vary by model. Not all buyers will qualify. Toyota Care covers normal factory scheduled service. Plan is 2 unit miles, whichever comes first. Restrictions. Participate in dealer for details. Special offers end July 6th. Toyota, your drive. Just ask a brand. Toyota. Let's go places.
This is the buttermilk being poured into a measuring cup. Listen to how yummy it is. The real buttermilk being fluffy. This is a mixing bowl symbols. This is made from scratch.
The Mile High Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Biscuit. Thick cut applewood only at Hardee's. Fading restaurants.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or... You can press in bombs. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunity. You got to get out there to get out.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of choice hotels like Comfort. Stay with us for business now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
The Elliott in the Morning Building, UDC, Washington, WRXL, Richmond. Elliott in the Morning. Morning.
Kevin, I am doing great.
I'm doing awesome right now. Did I get the tickets?
Yes, you did.
All right.
So if you hold tight a few seconds for me, Kaylee will get some info from you. Critics National taking place July through August 2nd. Robert Trent Jones Golf Club out in Gainesville. It all benefits the Tiger Woods Foundation. So, dude, hold tight 1 second, get some info from you, and enjoy the tournament, all right? Hey, you got it, brother. Hold tight 1 second for me, please. I'll have more of those tickets for you Friday to round out the week. To go out to Trent Jones Golf Club for the, I can't remember her name. The woman then used to be the Ravens cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
And then she ended up hooking up with like some underage kid.
Remember? Friend of her son's.
Was it a friend of her son's or did she have the son befriend him?
Or did she meet him?
I remember we went to school together.
They definitely went to school. They definitely took him to Ocean City or Bethany or whatever it is. And went for a walk on the beach and then up orally.
Mm-hmm. Her name's Molly Shattuck.
Shattuck.
Whatever.
So what was her deal? So she was not yesterday.
She was not supposed to be. Her trial was set to start.
Just for hooking up with the dude.
We decided to, I guess, go in a day early and make a plea.
You know what? She's smart. That way nobody heard about it.
Well, no, the alerts, as soon as the alerts started coming out. So, she pled guilty to a single felon rape, which I guess at the end of August, that means she could face up to 15 years. And
so she's getting jail time? I thought this was in lieu of going to jail.
I mean, she's still, pleading to a rape charge.
Right. By the way, I would say none of them are good, but the I don't know, like before three in my mind, I was like, oh, okay.
Because the offense does not carry any mandatory time.
There we go.
But they sentence 30 months behind bars.
Oh, I have 15 years.
15 years, but they say they up to 30 months.
I guess. Oh,
okay. So, they believe she'll do 2.5 years. Here. Was she the one also, and I can't remember, where it was like, they kept Raven's race cheerleader, but what?
No, I think she was, and at that time, she was like the oldest cheerleader, I think, throughout
ever.
The NFL when she was cheering.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
I thought that was someone from the Saints.
Too.
But I think they said in 2005, I think she was from New Orleans.
So the woman from New Orleans was like, oh, whatever, bitch, I'm older.
She was cheerleading, and then 6 years after that.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Afterwards, she became
back then when she was the elite.
Yeah, because Christy Lewis was 40.
Yeah,
right. I couldn't remember her name. The boy that she was with was 15.
And wasn't it over Labor Day too? Wasn't it a big Labor Day?
It was. Wasn't there also because I remember there being questions about parents or something being like, oh yeah, you can go away with them. Like, we thought that was odd.
Well, because big money.
Start listening to the show.
He was he from? Was he Constellation Energy?
Yes. He was definitely Constellation.
Alden made allegations about him
having an affair. Underage?
I don't
listen to the show.
I don't remember the details, Diane.
He was Constellation, right?
I believe so, yeah.
I remember that because Jackie used to work for Constellation.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the good old day. Good old day.
Charges stem from one of her kids' classmates.
Right.
Who was 15 at the time.
Her kid.
Yeah.
But didn't her kid try really hard to get the other kids like cell number?
I don't remember. I thought that they were friends and that is how she came to know him.
Okay.
And they ended up going to Bethany.
All right, I got that part right.
Yeah.
But what was the part with the husband? Why was the husband so cool knowing?
Well, was he an ex at the time? Were they separated? I pulled up the comments from when we talked about the original allegations.
Is that a current picture? Gosh,
no, this is back.
She
November,
never would have been a cheerleader.
This is in November when,
and I believe November is when they got divorced.
Oh, so it was right at the time of the divorce.
A couple of the comments suggest what happened.
Diane,
I ain't reading that.
No, I can't read. So Diane,
well, no, but what is it? I mean, these are not yours. You're not being irresponsible to disseminate
broadcasting.
The facial comment.
That's okay. Doesn't matter. A lot of things.
That there was.
Can't see it from here.
That they're going on with him, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Along those lines. It's Facebook, EITM online.
Yeah. But along
Raven's
those.
Cheerleader, you'll find
it. Along those. Somebody young?
The comments go both ways.
Okay. All right. No, I didn't know that you were having an affair.
Well, I don't know what age the nanny was. Whoops.
Oh, boy.
Oops.
Fireball.
That's our abort. God damn it. That was.
Hey, guess what I heard?
Fireball.
Bad game of telephone.
We'll get beer or something?
Yeah. I mean, that's part of the problem. She's supplying alcohol.
I'd say that's the least of her problems. But remember how hot it was? When they were walk house or the beach house, She just pulled his pants. Where was the other one? There was a second time that they talked about oral.
I'm sorry, what?
Where she was hooking her up.
It happened more in the car?
Yeah, but in the car.
Confusing stories.
Didn't they get into the back seat? My man, look at that. He listens to the show.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, they got into the back seat, right? Her up. She hooked him up.
Is he reading Facebook?
And wasn't there just another story yesterday of, I want to say, a 8-year-old teacher who hooked up with a 15-year-old student, but now married her, that she's...
Oh, so it was the male teacher to the female student. As soon as she turned 18, they got married?
Yeah, it's Villy Flau.
Alabama?
Don't know the state. That's him!
Yeah, former That's Alabama him. teacher and have a sexual relationship with a student, married that student on Saturday.
Yeah, That's him. You see her?
No.
Oh, I saw a picture of the two of them in the car together. And they... Probably not. You know, I wasn't doing video on that one. Booked that day.
At the Amy Cox, is that her?
Yeah, there she is. He is. That's the... them.
That's so weird.
I know. How old is she now?
Is she 18? Yep.
Yeah, she just turned 18. Dude, 37 and 18.
It could impact the criminal case against the teacher. He has since resigned. He wasn't...
He was
placed on paid leave, but he resigned himself.
Is he going to be able to marry her?
Just to, get out from under the storm.
Twice today I've used that.
Divorced from first wife, just completed in April, and she graduated from high school last month. Woo!
Could you imagine? I love a Sonic. I can't imagine somebody getting married right out of
child.
I can't imagine somebody that just got out of high school.
How about somebody that taught inside that high school?
Taught inside that high school?
Yeah.
No, I could marry a teacher.
He was a teacher and a coach.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Coach Siva, that piece of garbage.
Oh, maybe he'll tweet.
Remember. Hey, what's up, John?
I went to school where the driver's ed teacher, girl, and I guess nobody found out about it, and then he married her, and the guy, her father checked all our cars. I went to school with her younger brother. I was at
right.
And he...
Damn it. Pick it up. Hold on one second for me. Hold on.
Was this guy single, by the way?
Just divorced in April.
Oh my God.
Which was after the allegations about them hooking up came out.
Oh, they were before that.
Right, but I guess the charges against him came out in January, and then...
Correct. And then they got divorced in April.
The ball rolling.
And then he was like, whatever, I'll show you, I love her.
The idea of the kid.
Okay, the kid is in marriage.
Oh, their child.
Oh, I gotcha.
And probably never going to see that kid again.
Hi, Elliot in the morning. Yeah, hi, who's this? That's fine. You don't have to say.
All right, thanks. But when I was a freshman year, I had a teacher, and I don't want to say he was hooking up with one of the children. Uh-huh. It was pretty expected, or we thought he was.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
At the end of the year, he was either fired. I don't know which one it was.
Yeah, but that could have been for a litany of reasons.
He sent her some pretty weird emails or something, and like this.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Like that, that's unfortunate. All right, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate Letterman. So the go back.
Shattuck.
The Shattuck girl.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not out.
No, she's going to be sentenced in August.
Where is the dude? They've kept those two apart, right? And her custody thing?
I don't think they're giving her custody.
No, probably not. Probably
August
not.
August 21st.
2.5 years.
That's definitely not vibe.
Remember she had that...
That's right.
Was it a book or a video? Video, and then she forgot.
It's like the reviews of gummy bears.
Frank, it's Elliot. Frank Elliot in the morning.
In the morning. XL 102. Weekdays after Elliot's. It's the longest set of commercial-free music in Richmond.
Maybe.
But probably not. XL 102 commercial-free. 2 hours of music for music friction.
I'll make it tea.
XL 102. Richmond's alternative.
From the Nissan Fix Center.
A collision right shoulder of 95 southbound between Adley Elmont and 295. Travel volumes, 8 from Midlothian to Huguenot Trail. And a collision will catch you on the south side of the end.
This report is brought to
you. Your neighborhood Kroger has lots of great ways to help you celebrate Father's Day, right? And you'll earn 4 times from gift cards for Lowe's, eBay, Bass Pro Shops, and more. Some restrictions, details.
Need a good reason to hurry into McGeorge Toyota? How about 900? Right now, we're offering incredible deals on 900 vehicle over 100 new 2015 starting at just $19,998. Plus, 0% financing for 6 months. Just $1,667 with approved credit through TFS. Every new vehicle comes with 2 months maintenance from Toyota and another 2 years of no-cost maintenance from McGeorge. 4 years of no-cost maintenance and CDR for 60 months on brand new 2015 Camrys starting at just $98. Prices include all Toyota factory rebates. You just add tax and $495 processing fees. Deal like our incredible selection. Sale ends June 30th. So hurry to 9319 West Broad or McGeorgeToyota.com. McGeorge Toyota. With over and happy customers, we earn you a day.
Hey, I love you. Oh, you can do it. I love you.
Emily!
almost. I love
you.
Hey.
To you, your dog is more than just a pet. He's your exercise buddy, lap warmer, home security system, and shoulder pinch in the bench best darn alarm clock. And while he may not be able to say that, your dog says he loves you, and so help protect him with Canine Advantix 2 by Bayer. Canine Advantix 2 provides broad-spectrum protection against fleas, Keto 2. Plus, 2 kills fleas and ticks through contact. They don't have to bite your dog to die.
That's it. You said it.
Good boy.
Stew for the love. And Advantix 2 for dogs only. Available at veterinary clinics and pet specialty retailers. Learn more at canineadvantix2.com.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
Got your signs?
Yeah.
Let's do this thing.
Everyone in the headquarters of Mountain Dew, our demands will be recognized.
Yeah.
Do you hear this cup? This cup, Baja Blast.
Baja Blast.
Bottles and cans,
Baja
too. So Mountain Dew, are you going to listen?
Hey,
or
your phone's ringing.
Baja
Hello?
Blast.
Uh-huh. Who is it?
Dew. Okay, sounds good. All right. Bye.
We did it!
We did it!
Besides,
you demanded, we delivered. The intensely refreshing tropical lime new Baja Blast, always available at Taco Bell, is back everywhere else in bottles and cans time. And this year, the bold citrus punch of Mountain Dew Sangrita Blast is in bottles as in Dew. Yours wherever Mountain Dew is sold.
Country music fans, I'm Brian Kelly.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Georgia Line.
And we're having a great year, and it just got even better.
Because we're proud to be partnering with Mountain Dew to bring you exciting events.
So stop by your local Kroger and grab some Dew today.
And do the Dew.
When I told my son we could ride the merry-go-round as many times as he wanted, how many times he had in mind. I also should have known not to eat that corn dog. Now I know. Just like I really should have known that Geico has been saving on insurance for over 75 years. 5 years. They even have a local agent right here in Richmond. We should all know the... Oh, and now you know. But where it stops, nobody knows.
Geico, celebrating over 75 years of great savings and great service.
Now that you know Geico in your area, let me expand your wealth of knowledge a tad more about how they could help. Got an operated businesses that could help tailor your policy to your specific need to insure your car, motorcycle, RV, or boat. The Geico entity could also help you save money on homeowners and rent. Do you feel smarter? You look smarter. And yes, I can see you.
For a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars. Call us today and see why I said insurance doctor.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on X2.
But that girl, you won't ever
Focus. I want you to breathe through your nose. Focus on your breathing. Why are you closing your eyes? Oh, okay.
You're breathing through.
Focus on your breathing. Breathe through your nose. Okay, why do you open one eye to look at me?
Because I don't drink.
I've left the room. Keep going. How many nostrils are you breathing through?
Oh.
Why are you asking a question? I asked you a question.
Both.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing this?
Feels like it.
Yeah. How many are you
breathing? Both.
I'm asking the question.
Yeah, both.
Are you doing both? This is full of crap then. This thing says most people breathe mainly for a lot of time. Well, Kaylee, you got a big ring through yours, blocking half of it up. No, it says most people through one nostril at a time.
If you touch the nostril, it's easier to determine. If you take a deep breath and then quickly tap both nostrils, you can feel if your finger gets...
Yours just naturally grows up there.
As I say, I touch my nostrils all day. I've gotten a habit after the show of digging in there with that the toilet paper on my desk. It's horrible. Okay. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
No, but determining...
Breathe through both nostrils. Yes. I tell you I'm breathing through both.
All right, that was further confirmation. I don't like that.
No, I
got make them.
So why did four of us are breathing through the same through both nostrils?
eating through your nose.
All right, so that one crap. It also says you blink around. This is around yesterday. You most likely blink around 15 times.
You?
Yeah, seriously.
No way.
How about once every 15?
Your eyes must be so dry.
Why? My eyes are fine. It's perfect now.
You got to wear sunglasses like Eric Church.
Eyes
get too dry. With the stage,
how does sunglasses help your
stage lights? Like the lights, like the gels we have in here.
Right.
They only do so much.
That is true. That is true.
You understand? So the sunglasses and the effect.
Okay.
Lights.
That would make. Oh, it says the variation between individuals is actually very huge. Blink more or a lot more or a lot less tends to change depending on what you're doing. Some people blink less while reading and more while in conversation.
That's the dumbest fact since the nostril one blinking.
Why?
Because they said
but
a lot of
vary
people
a lot.
Go higher or lower.